With a year of experience at State under their belt, the McDonnell Lady Macs knew to advance this time, they'd need to be at their very best. Good morning and welcome to the Resch Center in Green Bay. It's the WIAA Division 5 Girls Basketball State Tournament. Matchup today, your 24-5 McDonnell Lady Macs against the 28-0 Albany Comets. Emily Cooper, little head fake, gets by her defender. Euro steps by two defenders.
Beautiful.
Coming off the glass for two.
Emily Cooper.
Offensive rebound, Callie Goulet. They'll get it right back to Izzy Hart.
Nice.
Aubrey Dorn drops the dime. Dorn kick out to Marley Hughes, right wing. Feeds Dorn at the right post. Skips between two defenders. Up and in for two. A little bit of trouble with the dribble up top for the Comets.
There's a steal.
Hartman steps in front of the pass. Hartman wide open pass to the basket. Layup is good.
Nice.
Loops it up
nice.
Top. Stolen by Sophie Schmindahl. McDonald has a 2-on-1. Sophie down the right side of the lane. Going in hard with the right hand and scores. Oh, Sophie, a nice touch in traffic. 14 for
another
McDonald.
Turnover.
Aubrey Dorn with a steal. Dorn steps in front of the pass. Across the logo. Dorn down the lane.
And
down the basket. And the foul for Aubrey Dorn. The six-footer doing work. Push ahead to Sophie Schmindahl from Cooper. Sophie going hard. Up at the rim.
Yeah.
Goes in.
Well, that was nice.
Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Kylie Jensen to Marley Hughes right at the circle for three.
There we go.
Marley. Marley pulls it back out to Izzy Hartman. Hartman cutting between two defenders. Up high,
yeah.
And it goes down. A nice touch through contact. Izzy Hartman, she has eight. Marley Hughes on the right wing crosses over off the screen to Maddie Geisler. There's that three.
Nice.
Maddie is money.
Nothing but that.
Dorn right block drops it to Sophie Schmindahl. Nope. Wide open to the basket for two. Post to post passing for McDonald. Shoots over to Emily Cooper. Cooper loads, fires for three.
Nope. Book it.
Rebound snapped in by Emily Cooper. She's going to push ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes drops it down to Callie Goulet. To the rim and scores.
That just went way too nice.
Long rebound. Izzy Hartman tracks it down. Izzy attacking right to the hoop. Euro step up and in. Long rebound out to Emily Cooper. She wants to push. Finds her big. Aubrey Dorn. Down the right to the lane. Hoop.
And one.
And Harp counted for Aubrey Dorn. And one. Pass knocked away by Aubrey Dorn. She gets it back from Sophie Schmindahl. Dorn on the run. Finds a cutting Emily Cooper to the rim. Good. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn is double. Turning up with the right hand and scores anyway.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful kiss off the top of the window. Hollis off the front iron. No offensive rebound. Going right back. And swatted away by Emily Cooper as she denied the shot from Jersey. Hollis has her shot blocked and swatted away by Katie Ruff. Right side, nice cut to the hoop, and Sophie Schmindahl says no ma'am as she spikes it out of bounds.
Nice
goodness
block.
So Marley attacking, going hard to the hoop, off the glass and good. Kylie Jensen splits between two defenders, cuts it in for two. Going through some contact there,
yes.
Kylie. Stolen away by Kendall Heffler. Heffler on the run, trying to go coast to coast, down the lane, and
nice.
Scores Kendall. Katie Ruff will dribble
there
it out with Flanagan, and McDonald continuing to achieve history. They get their first ever win at the WIAA Division 5 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Your final score from the Resch Center, the McDonald Lady Macs 59. The Albany Comets 20. In this road to the Resch, one more game, one more step. The state championship. And only one team brings home the gold. Live from the WIAA Division 5 State Tournament at the Resch Center in Green Bay. This is McDonald Lady Macs Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports. And for the last time this season, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's game time.
This is Max Basketball.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max and this WIAA playoff game is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO Sports team Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Good morning and welcome back to the Resch Center in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. It is Championship Saturday. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney, Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley, as we have a dandy for you today for a Division 5 WIAA state championship, the matchup at the Resch Center this morning. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs out of the Western Cloverbelt Conference, 25-5 on the year, against the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats, 28-1, the champions of the large Dairyland Conference. Mark Maloney, this is a game a lot of people pegged that this is how it could end. Both of these two teams looked dominant in the state semifinals yesterday, and breakfast basketball this morning, looking forward to it.
Yes, they did. They both looked very, very good. The McDonald girls just had a fantastic game. And then we watched mostly the first half of that Blair Taylor, and they looked like they were hitting on all cylinders too yesterday. So we got to see who had a really good night's rest and got the jitters out of the way, and I think it's going to be a very, very good basketball game.
Well, this is a special state pregame, so we'll break down those state semifinals. We'll look at both of these two teams' path to get here to the Resch Center, and someone's going to be hosting gold and someone hoisting silver after this game this morning, and we cannot wait to see how it plays out. Well, when you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor for the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From basketball to hockey to wrestling and gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. And milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll look back at those state semifinals coming up in 3 minutes. Lady Max pregame live from the state championship game here on WOGO Sports. Back in three.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Max Pregame here on WOGO Sports. The path to the state championship game will break down the semifinals from both Blair Taylor and McDonald. Both dominant victories yesterday, Mark Maloney. And before we get into the stats, again, Blair Taylor, the Lady Wildcats, they looked very impressive in what we saw that game yesterday.
Yes, they were doing really, really well, dominated their game. And looking at it, I mean, they're going to pressure the ball. That's something that we haven't seen a whole lot of throughout the year, basically, where somebody pressures the ball from the get-go. And, and I think McDonald, I'm sure Coach Cooper realized that, and he took note of that. That he's going to have to take care of the basketball on both ends of the floor. So, again, the turnovers is probably going to end up being one of the keys of the game.
Blair Taylor never trailed or tied with Wabino Leona as they blew them out 55-26. They led 31-12 at the half. Again, a lot of similarities. We'll get into the McDonald semifinal in a moment. 25 points off turnovers. Again, you talk about that pressure. Only 2 points for the bench, though, for Blair Taylor. They had a 26-12 points in the paint advantage. McDonald was extremely dominant in the paint. We'll catch that after the break. Now, again, both teams, when you look at this, trying to adjust to this large, cavernous rest center. So in terms of shooting, Blair Taylor was 36%, held their opponent to 24%. They were 30% from three-point range, 7 of 23 during the season. That's about where they were at, too, 30%. But they held their opponent, Wabino Leona, to 0 of 19 from three-point range. 6 of 8 from the free-throw line, 75%. A 40-39 rebounding advantage for the Lady Wildcats. 17 offensive rebounds, 15 assists on 21 field goals, only 6 fouls, 18 steals in that game. They did commit 14 turnovers, though, and McDonald's going to have to try to make that number grow even larger today.
Yes, I think, again, that's going to be part of it. And watching them, they put on a little 2-1-2, three-quarter court pressure, and then they break off into man-to-man defense. So I think that's going to be another thing that McDonald girls have to take care of, and that kind of stymies Emily Cooper's three-point shooting when they put a man on her. So they're gonna have to take care of the basketball.
Again, a blowout win for Blair Taylor over Wabino Leona, 55-26. Their two sectional wins over Hillsborough and Belmont were by a combined 7 points. Leading scorers from yesterday, Abby Thompson, 18 points. She was 2 of 12 from three-point range, 4 assists and 6 steals. Also, their talented senior, Lindsay Steen, they'll start 5 seniors, had 16 points in that game, 7 assists and 6 steals. Did have 8 turnovers, though. Kirsten Kinchy with 9 points. She was 3 of 5 from downtown. And also, Fremstad, their senior forward, 5'11", 5 points, 11 rebounds, 7 of them offensive boards and 5 steals. And then Lexi Lofgren, their final starter, with 5 points and 7 boards. We'll let you know how McDonald got here yesterday. You heard the highlights for it. We'll break down the stats coming up in 3 minutes. Lady Max pregame live from the Resch Center in Green Bay. This is State Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Alley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Well, by now you've probably heard about the shortage of licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin and nationwide. We owe a debt of gratitude to those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we are able to sustain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. If you have what it takes to make the right call, let's be honest, you know who you are. Don't put it off. Let's get you licensed in the exciting and active role of officiating. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Access the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. And why do teenagers play high school sports? Some participate for a sense of purpose. Some play to inspire others, and some for the friendships they develop. Very few mention they participate to get an athletic scholarship because they know that less than 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. Whatever the reason for playing, student athletes enjoy all the benefits of participation, including making better decisions. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Again, looking at the path to this state championship game for your McDonald Lady Max and the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats here on WOGO Sports. Mark, before we dive into some of the stats from yesterday's state semifinal win for the Lady Macs, again 59-20, they looked dominant. They looked sharp yesterday.
They did, you know, and everybody, you know, first thing kind of running through my head, Caleb, is I think our bench is a little bit deeper and a little bit better coming off there with Callie Goulet coming in and Sophie Smigdahl and Kylie Jensen and Maddie Geisler and Emily Fowler. I think our girls coming off the bench might be, again, something that'll help this team get through it.
15-2 difference in bench points scoring yesterday in two blowout wins for McDonald and Blair Taylor. McDonald also, we talked about Blair Taylor, might be an advantage in the paint. McDonald outscored Albany 44-4 in the lane yesterday.
Yes, and again, credit to Aubrey doing that. And Izzy just did a fantastic job driving through there. And again, our assist level was fantastic yesterday. So, I just think this being the final game, this is it. This, you know, there's no more, I guess you can't really call it one and done. This is one and this is it.
One of one.
Yeah.
Last one, the goal.
It's where you want to be. You know, you want this to be the one. So, I think the girls are just going to come out here. They're going to have fun. They're going to all have their grins on their faces and probably just get things done.
Well, McDonald only had 8 turnovers in that game. They forced 19, 5 block shots. Also, I'm just pointing out some of the things that stuck out from the stats. 13 steals, a 34-27 rebounding advantage over the Albany Comets. 18 points off turnovers and 18-0 in fast break points yesterday. Now, McDonald struggled a bit from the three-point range trying to get that dialed in. They were 3 of 12, didn't really need to hit a lot of threes. Held Albany to 19% from three-point range, but the Lady Macs shot 52% from the field. They were just 2 of 6 on free throw attempts, 33%. Aubrey Dorn had 16 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Izzy Hartman, a season high, 10 points, 5 of 8. Emily Cooper, 9 points in that game, 4 of 10 from the field. Didn't have a steal, which is kind of rare for her, but 7 rebounds and 4 assists. Sophie Schmidgall with 8 points, 4 of 6 from the field. Marley Hughes, 7 points. She was 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from downtown. 3 rebounds, 7 assists, and a steal. Callie Goulet added a couple steals. Kylie Jensen, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Again, looking forward to seeing some of that bench production. We better take a quick 3-minute break here, and then we'll talk with head coach Don Cooper. We caught up with him last night before the Brookfield game as we get closer and closer to this state championship game between your McDonald Lady Macs and Blair Taylor. Who takes home the gold? We'll find out in just a couple hours.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... Call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
I'm Diana Fergola, and I own Mainstream Boutique in Menominee. Coming here to Menominee was really important to me. Having a passion for fashion was really, really exciting to bring this here to our community. The biggest thing for me was making sure that the ladies here in our community could look beautiful, not always needing to drive to the Twin Cities for something or further away, but having it here local just for our ladies to be able to look and feel beautiful each day. It was an absolute no-brainer to join Wisconsin Credit Union. When I was coming here to Menominee and opening my store, I tried to do everything as local as I possibly could. And for me, having a financial institution that was right here within the community that had the same beliefs and values as I had was really, really important to me. I think the thing that I appreciate most about Wisconsin Credit Union is walking in, no matter what is on my agenda, if it's a simple deposit or something that needs a little bit more attention, Wisconsin makes me feel like I'm their one and only customer. I know that they're going to handle it. Wisconsin treats me the way I treat my customers, and that makes me feel really special.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. 2 Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
For the second day in a row, we welcome you to the Resch Center in Green Bay. It's the WIAA Division 5 Girls State Basketball Tournament. This is the title match, the championship game, your McDonald Central Lady Macs against the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats here with head coach Don Cooper. Coach, your team keeps on making history. 3 trips to the state tournament, and now you broke through and won that game. But I know, with this group, I know that's not enough for them.
No, it's not. And these girls, they said it all year long. Their goal was to put something on that banner to basically win the conference championship and to get a state title. So this is our job is not finished yet.
Game one, unbeaten team. Albany had some talented players, but just from the word go, your team was dominant. And as always, I mean, I feel like a broken record. Defense, defense, defense.
Well, it is defense, but it also is experience that we've been here and we've been able to be hold our composure and just start fast from the gate. And you saw it in these girls today.
Coach, in that game, we saw so much balance offensively. Aubrey Dorn led the way with 16, but you had so many different contributors, a season high from Izzy Hartman, and everybody playing that great defense and still being patient and sharing the basketball on offense.
Well, again, that's what we're all about. We're all about the next person up. They're holding Marley. They're holding Emily. I mean, and they're basically fronting Aubrey. It's the next person up, and these girls just did a wonderful job. It was any single person that came in to get game contributed.
And finally, Coach, when you look at Blair Taylor, obviously they were very impressive in their game yesterday as well, too. What do you see in the Lady Wildcats? I think you saw them during the summer. They're really peaking at a great time.
Oh, the Lady Wildcats are well coached, and they got a great team. Lindsey Stein and Abby Thompson both played on our AAU group. They're just excellent basketball players, and they're going to be hard to stop, and we just got to be able to stop them.
Coach, it's hard to believe that this is it. After November going with you guys out to Marshfield, and here we are in Green Bay for the last game of the season. So glad to be here. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully we're talking about some gold coming back home to Chippewa.
Well, thank you, Caleb. Thanks for the wonderful coverage all year long. That's been a pleasure to have you guys represent us.
Head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs, as we edge closer to game time, a state championship on the line at the Resch Center in Green Bay. This is McDonald Lady Macs playoff basketball.
Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up three positions: a night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential, maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community. A learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
state championship pregame here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. It's Blair Taylor against your McDonald Central Lady Macs. The Lady Wildcats 28-1 on the year, champs of the large Dairyland Conference. McDonald, of course, unbeaten in the Western Cloverbelt Conference for that championship. They're at 25-5 coming into this game. And looking at some of the stats, Mark, for these two teams, McDonald averages 60.6 points per game, give up 40.4. Blair Taylor averaging just under 71 points per game and give up about 38. Field goal percentage, 45% for McDonald, 47% for Blair Taylor. 3-point percentage, McDonald shooting 37% from beyond the arc, 30% from beyond the arc for the Lady Wildcats. They hit almost 6 three-pointers per game. McDonald's hit 177 three-pointers coming into state. 63% from the foul line for McDonald, 59% from the foul line for Blair Taylor. Rebounds per game, McDonald gets 34.3, 34.7 for Blair Taylor. McDonald does get 11.4 offensive rebounds. Assists per game, slight edge to McDonald, 19.2 per contest, and assists 16.5 per game for Blair Taylor. Turnovers per game, almost identical, 12.1 McDonald, 12.2 for Blair Taylor. Steals per game, again, very close. McDonald, 16 steals per game. Blair Taylor, 15.2 steals per game. McDonald blocks 2.7 shots per game. Blair Taylor, a little edge there, 5.3 block shots. All that to say, and I love stats, these are two very, very accomplished teams, and we should have an absolute battle today.
Yes, you're right. They're very, very evenly matched. So, you know, and there's talk that they've played each other during the summer leagues and stuff like that. And, of course, Coach Cooper mentioned that a couple of the girls from Blair Taylor are on the same AAU team as a couple of girls from McDonald. So they know each other. That's what I think is going to make this such a fun game, is that they're going to be out there competing, giving it everything they got, and kind of having fun at the same time.
We are looking forward to it. We're about 7 minutes away from game time here at the Rec Center in Green Bay. We're back in three here on WOGO Sports. Lady Macs pregame winner takes gold home. Will it be coming home to Chippewa Falls or Blair Taylor? We'll be finding out coming up next.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Macs, go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Almost time for the state championship game here from the Resch Center in Green Bay on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It is time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls as always, and for the last time this girls' basketball season, Mark Maloney, the honor's yours.
It's going to be taking care of the basketball today against that pressure defense from Blair Taylor. We need to eliminate the turnovers and create turnovers on the opposite side of that. And then also you mentioned it, we mentioned it, we're talking about it off air, is our bench depth. I think we have the advantage there with our girls coming off the bench, and again with Aubrey in the paint and everything happening in the middle there, I think we have a couple of advantages there. So those are going to have to be the keys. Limit the turnovers, break that press rather easily, and then take care of the ball and create turnovers on the other side of the basketball.
36 minutes to decide who takes home a gold ball. State championship game doesn't get much better than this. Those are the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Live from the Resch Center in Green Bay, the stage is set for the WIAA Division 5 State Championship game. Your McDonald Central Lady Macs, 25-5 champions of the Western Cloverbelt Conference, the number one seed in the state tournament, against the 28-1 champs of the Large Dairyland Conference, the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats, the number two seed in this tournament. Both teams coming off dominant wins yesterday morning. The lights are down. Players will be introduced shortly. We cannot wait. We are back right after this with Game Time on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
What a beautiful rendition of the national anthem by Carrie Stepp. The lights are down here at the Resch Center. They had an American flag unfurled at midcourt. We've got a video display here. It is a pretty packed house for the first session of the day, Mark Maloney.
It is.
State championship time.
You get a little bit of goosebumps going here with the lights down, the highlights up on the big screen, and the girls getting all ready to go over. Everybody's watching the middle of the floor on the big screen and showing the McDonald girls highlights. Assuming some Kurt Taylor highlights coming up.
And the teams enjoying their highlight reel before the player introductions. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds as game time begins here on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Bay. Again, the lights are down, the spotlights swirling through the crowd and across the floor. They make it so special for these kids, and you should absolutely love this. Again, the atmosphere, the aura of being in a state championship game, there's nothing like it.
Yes, I mean, it's everybody's pretty jacked up here. Introductions are fantastic with the lights down.
Starting lineups for Blair Taylor, Abby Thompson, 5'6" senior, 18.4 points per game, 6.6 assists, 6.3 steals for number 3. She's hit 74 three-pointers. Lindsay Steen, number 12, the 5'9" senior guard, 23.1 points per game to lead the team at 6.3 assists. Kirsten Kinchy, the 5'7" senior forward, number 20, has hit 46 three-pointers, 7.9 points per game. Number 21, Sydney Fremstad, she's a 5'11" forward, a senior, 6.1 points, 6.3 rebounds. And Lexi Lofgren rounds out the starting five, 5'5", senior guard. Again, five seniors for number 23, 4.7 points, 4.8 rebounds. Jesse Lean, second year as head coach of Blair Taylor. We're hearing from our compatriots from WTHDL that Jesse Lean studied under the Storleys and learned a lot. He's only lost three games in his first two seasons. For your McDonald Lady Max, Marley Hughes, the captain, 5'9", senior guard for number 1, 11.4 points, 7.1 assists. Callie Goulet, the defensive stopper, 5'10", junior forward, number 11, 2.6 points, 3.0 rebounds. The other captain, 5'7", junior point guard, Emily Cooper, number 22, 16 points per game to lead the team, 5.2 assists. Second on the team, she is the Western Clipper Belt Conference Player of the Year. 6-foot junior center, number 23, Aubrey Dorn, second on the team in points with 14.2, first in rebound with 10.0, averaging a double-double. When rounding out the starting five, Izzy Hartman, 5'6", junior guard, number 31, 3.5 points, 2.4 rebounds. Izzy had a season-high 10 points in the state semifinal yesterday morning. Don Cooper, ninth year as head coach of the Lady Max, with a 153 wins versus 73 losses record. That's 68%. As soon as they get the lights back on, here they go. Now we're ready to go.
You can turn your flashlight off, Caleb. It was dark, but it was awesome.
Fantastic atmosphere here at the Resch. Again, we had your Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Let's see how McDonald plays this out. Royal blue tops and bottoms for Blair Taylor, white numerals and lettering. McDonald resplendent in their white uniforms with a solid royal blue numerals and lettering and the royal blue accents. We've got a quick whistle and a blocking foul after Blair Taylor wins the opening tip. And that'll be Callie Goulet called for that one.
I don't know. I almost thought that wasn't bad defense there. But...
And Steen. Is the one who created that contact. Aubrey Dorn with this steal after a loose ball knocked through. McDonald moving left to right. Right side, Marley Hughes. Flip to the right corner, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn back to Marley. Drops at the high post, Izzy Hartman. Kick back out to Marley straight on. Half a minute gone by, no score in this state title game. WOGO, 103.1 FM. Live streaming audio and podcast at WOGO.com. Aubrey Dorn kicks out. Marley Hughes for three. Right wing. Just rimmed out. Rebound pulled in by Kinshi. Push ahead on the far side for Blair Taylor. Pass in the paint. Stolen away by Aubrey Dorn. She lost it off someone. Shoot for a moment. Now a tie up as she gets held up by Fremstad. And I think Aubrey may have taken a forearm or something in the face.
Took the brunt of that.
And Aubrey had, and it just shows again the quickness of both of these teams as Aubrey had a steal, but Blair Taylor on it so quickly gets the tie up. Possession does go to McDonald, though. Left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left wing, drops down to Dorn in the post. Dorn turns, attacks, looking for her first basket of the game. Yes! And McDonald on the board, 2-0. Steen near midcourt throws a wild pass. Aubrey Dorn can't quite get to it before Fremstad does. Up top, back to Steen. Steen working off a screen, goes by Dorn, blocked on the way up. Loose ball on the floor. Cooper ties it up, and we'll have a held ball in possession. We'll stay with Blair Taylor. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org.
McDonald girls are playing man-to-man defense, whereas Blair Taylor was in a 2-1-2 zone down there.
Kinshi up top. Again, she was 3 of 5 from downtown. It's tough your first game here to shoot well. 2-0 McDonald, 16-18. First half. Drop it to Steen on the right wing against Callie Goulet. It's not an easy task for Callie today. Oh. You know she's up for it. Abby Thompson, the three-point specialist. Working off a screen up top, crossing over. Pulls up at 17. She'll shoot from 17. Back rim, no. Rebound, Emily Cooper. She had 7 of those yesterday. Cooper racing across the timeline. Push ahead to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking right to the hoop, and she is fouled.
Nice push by Emily.
With 15:51 to go, Aubrey Dorn going to the line for the first time. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Dorn, first free throw. Perfect. Absolutely perfect for Aubrey Dorn. She has all 3 of McDonald's points. Dorn, the second attempt. Couple low dribbles. Free throw short, but rolls in. 2 for 2 on that trip for Aubrey Dorn. 4-0 McDonald. Steen, Callie Goulet making her work full court. Steen working off a screen, going by Dorn. Flips one up with the right hand. Too strong. Long rebound pulled out. Kick out for a 3 for Blair Taylor. That one side of the rim. No. Who's going to get the rebound? Emily Cooper is. It's a good look at a 3 for the Lady Wildcats. Couldn't knock it down. Left wing, Marley Hughes. Bounces it back to Emily Cooper. Cooper loads and fires. 4-3. Back rim, no. Rebound pulled in. Tough rebound there by Steen of Blair Taylor.
Good shot there. Good look by Emily.
Far side of the floor, Abby Thompson. They like those high ball screens. It's Blair Taylor. Working on the left side, Lofgren. Over to Kinshi. Steen up top against Callie Goulet. Crosses over on her, loses the handle for a moment. We'll flip off to Abby Thompson. Thompson at the right elbow, kicking to the right corner. 14:58 to go, 4-0 McDonald. Again, a high screen. Working to the right corner, Abby Thompson again. Across the foul line with a left-handed dribble, hands off to Steen. Steen crossing over, driving. Nice pass down. Whoa,
blocked
by Marley.
Marley.
Oh, she swatted it away. McDonald on the run. Emily Cooper will pull it back up top. Pass knocked away and knocked out of bounds, staying with McDonald. And we have, I believe, our first media timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. McDonald leading 4-0 early in the state championship game.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee, spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants, splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
State title game in Green Bay. Early lead for your McDonald Lady Macs over Blair Taylor, 4-0. McDonald with the basketball, a side out from the far side of the floor here at the Resch Center. Inbounds from Aubrey Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper up top to Marley Hughes between the wheels. Got kind of a 2-1-2 zone look, if I'm seeing
yes,
that right.
Yes. Which I'm surprised at.
Marley Hughes high on the left wing. Looks like she's working against Abby Thompson. Flips over. Deep three. Emily Cooper on the win.
No. That was way downtown from almost out of bounds. Emily Cooper.
7-0 McDonald. And a steal down low. Izzy Hartman cannot get it too strong off the glass. But again, Izzy creating some chaos in the best possible way. Abby Thompson. Crosses over on Izzy across the timeline. Again, Izzy's against Abby Thompson. Callie Goulet primarily against Steve.
Oh!
Almost
oh.
Hit over and back by Thompson. She lost it out of bounds, but last touched by McDonald.
And that's just great defensive help there by Marley coming up off that screen. They're not expecting that. Marley's just coming up really quick.
Inbounds from Thompson. She throws to Steen. Steen will attack down the left side of the lane. Drops it down to her post. Knocked out of bounds. Quick hands by Marley Hughes. They're looking for the post. Sydney Fremstad. And she had a strong game yesterday, did Fremstad, with 5 points, five steals, and 11 boards. Seven of them offensive boards. 7-0 McDonald. Inbounds to Steen. Steen backing in. Tries to throw it up with the left hand, and she does. Wow, a nice twisting like move by Lindsay Steen. She scores
underhand.
23 points a
it's
game.
It's like an underhand little loop there.
Looked like a little bit of a desperation shot, but just too skilled for anything to be a desperation shot for Steen. Aubrey Dorn at the high post, right elbow. Leaves it for Marley Hughes. 7-2 McDonald's. Blair Taylor gets on the board. 13-18 to go first half. You're the Resch Center in Green Bay. Izzy Hartman walked with the basketball.
Yeah.
To fed it to her along the baseline, just a little bit of a hop step there. Well, online or in person, learn your way. This is nothing new for Lakeland University. They've been doing online education for over 25 years. Lakeland University always connected with options for you. Lakeland.edu/blended. Lakeland.edu/blended. Drop into Waldera, and we have a whistle on the floor and a foul. Is that on Callie Goulet?
Yep.
That's her second, I believe.
2 seconds.
So 13:05 left. Two fouls on McDonald, but both on Callie. Leave her out there for now. Inbounds to Steen. Steen attacking against Goulet in the paint. Kick out, wide open look at a three. That one off the side of the rim. Long rebound. And Blair Taylor tracks it in but stands on the end line.
Bumps.
12:55 remaining first half.
Again, we got to convert here.
7-2 McDonald, leading by two possessions. Emily Cooper across the GB logo at midcourt here at the Resch. Marley Hughes back to Emily Cooper, holding high on the right. Drops off for Izzy Hartman. Hartman to Cooper in the right wing. Works it back to Marley Hughes. Just left of the wheel. Hughes puts on the floor with the right hand. Back to Emily Cooper. Wide open for another deep three. Back rim this time. Rebound Aubrey Dorn. Dorn along the baseline as she is fouled. 12:30 to play. That is the second team foul on Blair Taylor, so team fouls now even. Lexi Lofgren picks up her foul. First foul. We'll see Sydney Sophie Schmidt golf for the first time. The 5'10" sophomore forward, number 0, 6.7 points, 3.1 rebounds. And Kylie Jensen, the 5'6" junior guard, number 34, 3.1 points, 2.6 rebounds in the game. Off the inbounds, Emily Cooper misses a quick three, but Kylie Jensen immediately gets a rebound.
Another foul there.
And another foul underneath. Kylie had a nice game yesterday from the rebounding standpoint. She had 2 points, but four boards in that game. That is the third team foul. Marley Hughes to inbound, drops it in a crowd to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn finds Jensen. Jensen kicks it out. Cooper, Marley Hughes, wide open three, right wing, just rims out. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper goes up front.
And a foul.
Wow, three fouls on this one possession.
All coming off of offensive rebounds.
We've got Emily Cooper down there rebounding offensively, too. She's not the biggest player on the floor, but and I think that was the second on Fremstad. Is that correct?
Yes.
Emily Cooper, her first free throw at the state tournament is absolutely perfect. What else would you expect from an 84% foul shooter? 8-2 McDonald with 12:17 left. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 2 for 2 for Emily Cooper. 9-2 McDonald. 12:15 to go here, first half. Steen. A bounce across the timeline that's knocked out of bounds by the quick hands of Kylie Jensen. Again, we talked before the game about depth, and you bring out Sophie Schmidgall and Kylie Jensen, and they just add so much to what you have on the floor. Abby Thompson up to Steen. Steen whips it all the way across the floor. In the right corner, back up top to Steen from Kinshaw. Steen a bounce in the left corner. Abby Thompson floats it back to Steen. Oh, she floats into the backcourt.
Back.
That's an over and back. Another turnover forced by McDonald with 11:52 remaining, 9-2. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls has just opened up three positions. Night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Great benefits, too. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. High ball screen for Dorn. She rolls off it. Maintaining
the
bounce.
Mismatch down there.
They'll get it down to Dorn. Dorn attacking at the right block. Pulls it back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes bumped on the way to the hoop, and that's another foul. And that is foul number 5 on Blair Taylor. In the first 6.5 minutes, 6 minutes 29 seconds, to be honest.
Waldera.
That goes on Waldera, the 6'1" freshman. Again, just a freshman of great height, Marley Hughes. We'll shoot to the senior captain. First free throw, you bet. Oh, my goodness, that net didn't even move.
It did not.
10-2 McDonald, 11:31 to play here in the state championship game. Marley rolls the ball through her hands, couple dribbles. Free throw is away, 2 for 2. 11-2 McDonald, 11:31 to play. Now the Lady Macs showing some backcourt pressure. Steen on the left wing. Steen floats it all the way across the floor. Abby Thompson has a wide open look at a three, and that one pops in and out for her. Rebound loose, and Kylie Jensen grabs it.
That's nice to get these girls one and done.
Marley Hughes up top to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn to Emily Cooper. Cooper thought about a really deep three and called for a foul, and that is foul number 6. So for the final 11:06, Blair Taylor has no fouls left to give. And we talked about thinking maybe the McDonald bench could be a little deeper. We may find out.
Blair Taylor went into a man-to-man defense.
Emily Cooper up top, leaves for Aubrey Dorn beyond the arc left wing. Dorn fakes the pass, leaves for Marley Hughes. Hughes high on the right to Emily Cooper, just left of the wheel. Emily Cooper holding. Again, McDonald can be patient here with a 9-point lead. Looking at this defensive change for Blair Taylor. Emily Cooper in the left wing. She's checked there and working a right-handed bounce over to Kylie Jensen. Jensen on the right off the screen from Schmidgall. Rotates, top of the wheel. Jensen attacking hard to the hoop. Left-handed layup, no. Fight for the rebound and a loose ball foul on Kylie underneath. As Abby Thompson got to that basketball a little bit quicker.
TV timeout.
We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Macs basketball at WOGO Sports, 11-2 McDonald.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Weirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question, Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. That's ghr-ec.com. That foul on Kylie Jensen was McDonald's third, but sixth whistle so far against Blair Taylor. With 10:29 left in the first half, it's 11-2 McDonald. McDonald pressuring the inbound. The Lady Wildcats able to get it safely to Lexi Lofgren. She leaves it for Steen. Steen pursued by Callie Goulet, who does have two fouls. Izzy Hartman back out there for McDonald as well. Cooper, Dorn, and Hughes finish out the five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. They'll drop it down to Fremstad, and she's fouled. I thought she walked with the ball first.
No, and I thought Marley had all ball there. But
so a couple quick fouls on McDonald. Marley Hughes, that's her first, team's fourth. So again, the fouls evening out a bit here now. Blair Taylor will inbound underneath the hoop. Drop in to Waldera. Waldera over the top of her defender for two. Waldera just had good position there against Aubrey Dorn. 11-4, McDonald leads by seven. And an answer here on this possession. Izzy Hartman, top of the key for Aubrey Dorn. Back to Marley Hughes. 9:52 to go here, first half. Marley between the wheels against Abby Thompson. Blows right by her. Down the lane, Marley is hammered and will go to the line for two. See who that foul goes, I think, against Kinshi.
Number three.
No, that's Abby Thompson.
Her second.
So Thompson with two, team has seven. And Marley Hughes, the senior captain, back of the line. Donald will sub in a couple more in a moment. Hughes the first free throw. She is 3-for-3 from the foul line, counting for all three of her points. Sophie Schmidt go back in for the first time. We'll see Maddie Geisler, the 5-for-5 junior guard. Number five, 3.8 points. She hit a three in that state semifinal yesterday. Callie Goulet and Izzy Hartman out. Marley Hughes, second free throw. Little bit long and doesn't get the bounce. 12-4 McDonald. Aubrey Dorn was there and had a chance at the offensive board. Now Steen's going to attack. Moves it out left side. Lexi Lofgren, they'll work into the corner. Kinshi there has her pass knocked away by Marley Hughes and stolen by Emily Cooper. Cooper on the high right. Goes to Maddie Geisler. Geisler fires it down to the post at the right block. Turning, spinning. Aubrey Dorn up there for two. Oh, got her defender going one way. Fakes around with the other for two.
I don't think
a game high for Aubrey.
Anybody could have stopped that.
14-4 McDonald. Kinshi up top. Work into the corner. Nice drive to the basket. Off the glass and good. For Lexi Lofgren, she gets on the board. 14-6, McDonald. Lofgren, a nice move along the baseline.
Yeah, we had too many girls going up to try to block that.
Emily Cooper. Up top against Fremstad, loads. Schmidgall up top for Maddie Geisler. On the right side, Emily Cooper goes to Marley Hughes straight on. Marley attacking, kick out. Maddie Geisler for three. Left wing, that's where she got one yesterday. A little bit too long that time.
Looked good.
Kinshi will leave it for Steen. With 8:36 to play, 8-point lead for McDonald. Abby Thompson will run. She finds Fremstad, Waldera rather, and Waldera over the top of her defender for two. They run the floor well, as Blair Taylor, and Waldera just got ahead of everybody, the freshman. 14-8, just a 6-point lead for McDonald. Emily Cooper high on the right. Cooper drops it down. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking, goes up and under, and a beautiful kiss off the window with a scooping right hand.
They come off of that ball screen, and Emily Cooper knows there's a mismatch down there.
16-8 McDonald. They've doubled up on Blair Taylor with almost 8 minutes left to play here in this state championship game first half. Steen on the left wing, whips it over to Thompson. Thompson, big ball fake, back to Steen. Steen gets by Maddie Geisler, pulls up from 16 feet. That one rims in and out. Aubrey Dorn gobbles up the rebound. Hands off to Emily Cooper. Cooper push ahead to Marley Hughes, far side of the floor. Hughes backtracking a bit on the left wing. There's Schmidgall up top with those bright pink shoes. Emily Cooper right wing to Maddie Geisler, straight on, fakes the three. Geisler at the left elbow out to Marley Hughes. Hughes curling into the paint, back to Maddie. Maddie for three, left corner.
Pop. Yes!
Oh, it! Oh, what a great action there. Hughes just flipping it back to the corner. Maddie Geisler ready, spot up shot, knock it down. 19-8 McDonald to answer for three from the right corner. Blair Taylor too long. Abby Thompson tracks down the long rebound off the miss. She'll throw to Steen near midcourt. Again, close to an over and back violation. Back to Thompson, the left corner. Thompson's pass broken up, but Waldera retrieves and scores. Wow, she is going to be a player. Waldera, the freshman. Timeout on the floor with 6:55 left. We are back in 60 seconds. Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
As a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended, lakeland.edu/blended. And Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. McDonald leads 19-10 with possession. Aubrey Dorn getting her first rest. Sophie Schmidgall, Maddie Geisler, Emily Cooper, Marley Hughes, Callie Goulet on the floor for McDonald. McDonald 2 of 7 from three-point range, but they've been big. Emily Cooper and Maddie Geisler each with one. Maddie has it now, top of the key for Marley Hughes. Hughes to the left elbow, back to Maddie in the corner. They're not going to leave her loose there again. Emily Cooper is loose, though, for three. Right wing too strong. Rebound batted down to Marley Hughes. Hughes going up hard with the left hand.
Oh, they got it with an offensive foul. Yeah.
I think she left a forearm out there a little bit. 6:25 remaining. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That is the second foul on Marley Hughes. That is notable. Team's fifth. Steen left wing. Steen for Thompson. Thompson deep three, right wing, back rim, bricked it. Long rebound out to Marley Hughes, and Hughes has it on the run. One-on-one against Steen. Now a three-on-one, finds Schmidgall to the hoop.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful firing left hand. Oh, Sophie at full speed controls it and puts it in.
Nice feed there by Marley and a great left-handed layup.
21-10 McDonald. Abby Thompson right wing. In the right corner, Blair Taylor. Kinchy finds Steen. Steen runner with the left hand off the glass and good. Lindsay Steen with 4 points. 21-12 McDonald. 5:34 to go here. First half, the Ref Center in Green Bay, WIAA Division 5 state championship game. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney. Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Emily Cooper loads and fires for a three, left wing. Front of the rim, no. Rebound to Abby Thompson. And a whistle underneath. Oh, and a cheap foul.
Yeah.
I think they'll get Maddie Geisler with that one.
Fouls number five, Maddie Geisler, first personal, sixth.
Didn't need that one. Today's McDonald Lady Max basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire with their new location in Lake Halley opening spring 2023. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. 5:09 to play in a 9-point game. Blair Taylor fires a pass down low and knocked out of bounds off of McDonald.
Cooper, yep.
Emily Cooper was in the area trying to knock it away from Steen.
Almost had it.
Kylie Jensen back out there for McDonald, along with Aubrey Dorn, who subbed in. On the right side is Kinshi. And she throws it over Aubrey Dorn. They're working the corner. Quick trigger on a three in the first of the morning. For Blair Taylor, comes in a good time. Abby Thompson, her first points, and it's just a six-point game again, 21-15. You know this Blair Taylor team's too good. Punching back. Marley Hughes goes hard to the basket. Runner is good with the right hand. Nice touch. Marley Hughes, her first field goal. She has 5 points, 23-15, McDonald. On the right side is Kinshi outside the arc in the right corner. Up top for Steen. Steen against Dorn, drops in the corner, Kinshi. They'll work it down in the corner, kick back out. Kinshi wide open, look at a three. That one side of the rim, no, but an offensive rebound for Blair Taylor. They'll kick out. Steen lost it for a moment, has it back. Whips between a double team. Waldera kicking to the corner, wide open, look at a three there. And that one is good. That was Kinshi again. She was 3 of 5 from downtown. Blair Taylor as close as they've been in a while. 5 point game, 23-18, McDonald. Emily Cooper at the left elbow to Marley Hughes, left wing. How does McDonald respond here as the Wildcats making a push? Kylie Jensen across the foul line. Back to Marley Hughes. Hughes cuts down. Beautiful dive. Drop to Aubrey Dorn. Wide open down low. Oh, just a great two-person action there.
That was great. They've been doing it all year.
Dorn has 10. If you're open, Marley's going to find you.
Yes.
Thompson has it in the corner. Lofgren over to Steen. Steen, quick trigger on a three. Front rim, no rebound. Emily Cooper, she heaves it ahead. Can Aubrey Dorn run it down? Over the shoulder, catch!
She did.
Aubrey Dorn. Aubrey Dorn with 12. She just lopes down the floor so fast, and you know Emily's going to find her. She and Marley, 27-18 McDonald. 4 straight points for the Lady Macs. Kinshi is open for a three. Left corner is good. Now Blair Taylor starting to heat up. And a timeout on the floor with 2:58 remaining in the half. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Back in a half minute, rather.
Yep.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Possessions is all that separates your McDonald Lady Macs from the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats with 2:58 remaining. Blair Taylor heating up from beyond the arc. They've nailed 3 triples in the last couple minutes of game action. McDonald leads 27-21. They do have possession. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank.
Ready to go.
Aubrey Dorn into Marley Hughes, and Hughes will take her time walking it into the forecourt.
2 minutes, 50 seconds left in this first half.
Cooper left wing to Aubrey Dorn up top. Dorn holding above her head, fires it down to Marley Hughes. Hughes flips out. Emily Cooper on the right wing. Cooper at the right elbow, working a left-handed bounce over to Marley Hughes. High catch there. Marley directing traffic. Jab step. Marley puts on the floor with the left hand. Spins out to Emily Cooper. Cooper loads for a really deep three and off the side of the rim. No. Offensive rebound knocked out of bounds. Aubrey Dorn had it for a moment but couldn't quite hang on.
Media timeout.
So now we'll take a 60-second break with 2:28 remaining before the half. 6-point game back in 1 minute.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonnell Area Catholic Schools.org.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball State Championship game in Division 5 here at the Rec Center in Green Bay. 2:28 remaining before half. 27-21. McDonald with a 6.2 possession lead here, but Blair Taylor, the Lady Wildcats, on the attack coming out of the timeout. They've started to heat up. Steen reaches over for a baseline jumper, and that one is good.
23.
Lexi Lofgren. Blair Taylor has really started to heat up from the field. 4-point game now, 27-23. Marley Hughes, long cross-court skip. Izzy Hartman has a little trouble with it, gets it back, floats it out. Emily Cooper high on the left. Under 2 minutes to play in a 4-point game. Callie Goulet coming in at the next stoppage here. Marley Hughes up top between the wheels against Steen. Leaves it for Emily Cooper. At the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns, wheels. Working a right-handed dribble. Floats it back out to Emily Cooper. McDonald being very patient this possession.
Yep.
And now Cooper down to Dorn. And Dorn's fouled from behind. And that'll be a 1-1 for Aubrey Dorn with a minute 39 left. That foul went against Andrea Waldera, the freshman. That is her second. So a number of Lady Wildcats players do have two fouls. Izzy Hartman, Sophie Schmidgall out, Callie Goulet, and Maddie Geisler in with a minute 39 left. This is a 1-1 for Aubrey Dorn. Front end of the bonus here. Free throw, too long. And pulled in by Abby Thompson.
She doesn't miss many.
She's 2 for 3. Lady Max going to use that one. In the right corner, toe on the line, long two front rim, no rebound. Dorn knocked away from her, and Callie Goulet snaps it up. Dorn has just been around the ball so much today.
Yes.
Maddie Geisler passes up a three from the right wing. He'll flip over to Emily Cooper. Minute 12 left, 27-23 McDonald. This one has been as much as a 9-point advantage for the Lady Max, but Blair Taylor punching back, and we're at a 2-possession game. Cooper to Maddie Geisler. Geisler, big head fake in the right corner. She's already hit a three. Both of them have, actually.
Yes. They're both thinking about pulling the trigger there.
Maddie Geisler, right wing. Long cross-court stick of Emily Cooper. High catch near out of bounds. At the left elbow, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn turns and wheels against Waldera. Hands off to Marley Hughes. Hughes lost it, and they're not going to give her a foul. She loses it out of bounds. Hughes got sent to the deck, but they're going to say she just tripped up. And so now a sub coming in. Callie Wagner, 5'11", senior center. In for Waldera, probably prevent her from getting any last-second fouls. 42 seconds left in a 27-23 game for McDonald. Thompson high on the right, leaves it over for Steen. Steen in the corner, Kinshi. Steen will rotate to Thompson, high on the right side, bounce into the right corner. Long cross-court skip to Steen with 26 seconds left. Touch pass, Kinshi back to Steen. Steen standing on that State Girls basketball logo here at the Resch. Back to Kinshi. Kinshi, quick trigger on a three. That one well off the mark and rebound tracked down by Maddie Geisler's. Bodies flying everywhere. Emily Cooper now takes it across the logo. Cooper with a head of steam, taps the brakes, pulls up from 15, rims in and out. And rebound pulled in with 5 seconds left. Steen's going to have to move. Pushes ahead to Lofgren. Lofgren throws one up, and that's an air ball at the buzzer. And in a tight game at the half, it'll be a 4-point lead for the Lady Max in this state championship game. That's everything you could want. After 18 minutes complete, it's McDonald 27, Blair Taylor 23. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is WOGO Radio coverage of McDonald Lady Max basketball at State.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Halftime here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. State championship game, and 4 points is all that separates McDonald and Blair Taylor. 27-23, the Lady Macs led by as many as nine here in the first half. Mark Maloney, but again, hot shooting. Three threes in the first half for Blair Taylor. They shoot 30% from the foul line, but when they heat up, from the three-point line, but when they heat up, they heat up.
Yeah, they have great ball movement. Again, McDonald went back into that 1-3-1, and I think that kind of trips them up a little bit with the ball movement that Blair Taylor has out there that creates those open looks for threes. They might have to go back to that man-to-man defense. I know it kind of wears the girls out playing man-to-man, but I think in order to win this game, you're going to have to pressure the defense and go back to that man-to-man.
You're going to have 18 minutes left to try to bring a gold ball home to Chippewa. Looking at both scorers, leading scorers for both sides, 6-4 Andrea Waldera, the freshman, to lead the way for Blair Taylor, along with Kirsten Kinshi, who continues her hot streak here at the Resch Center with 6 points, all from beyond the arc. 4 apiece for Lindsay Steen and Lexi Lofgren, and 3 for Abby Thompson. The other side for McDonald, phenomenal first half for Aubrey Dorn, 12 points in that half, 5 apiece for Emily Cooper and Marley Hughes, 3 for Maddie Geisler, and 2 for Sophie Schmidgall. Well, it's time for the Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. Trust Point in Eau Claire, La Crosse, and Minneapolis. Consultations are always free. TrustPointInc.com. Your thoughts, Mark?
And again, I think the plan is the McDonald defense has to go back to that man-to-man to prevent those open looks from Blair Taylor. Offensively, I think they're doing a great job. I only had both teams with like three turnovers, so I think both teams are doing a great job handling the basketball. And, you know, we just got to keep on the rebounds and convert those points.
That's the Trust Point plan for the second half, brought to you by Trust Point Wealth Management, here to help you create a financial plan to reach your goals and enjoy life. 27-23, the Lady Macs at the break here of the state championship game. Let's hear how that first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper on the left wing, drops down to Dorn in the post. Dorn turns, attacks, looking for her first basketball game. Yes! And McDonald on the board, 2-0. The right corner, Abby Thompson again. Across the foul line with a left-handed dribble, hands off to Steen. Steen crossing over, driving. Nice pass down. Low block by Marley. Oh, she swatted it away. McDonald on the run. 1-2 zone look, if I'm seeing that right.
Yes. Which I'm surprised at.
Marley Hughes high on the left wing. Looks like she's working against Abby Thompson. Flips over. Deep three. Emily Cooper on the way.
That was way downtown
from almost out of bounds. Emily Cooper. Excuse me, by Emily Cooper. Cooper on the high right. Goes to Maddie Geisler. Geisler fires it down to the post at the right block. Turning, spinning. Oh, right, throw it up for two. Oh, got her defender going one way. Faked around with the other for two.
I don't think
a game high for Aubrey.
Anybody could have stopped that.
14-4 McDonald. Cooper drops it down. Aubrey Dorn. Dorn attacking, goes up and under, and a beautiful kiss off the window with a scooping right hand.
They come off of that ball screen, and Emily Cooper knows there's a mismatch down there.
Right wing to Maddie Geisler, straight on, fakes the three. Geisler at the left elbow out to Marley Hughes. Hughes curling into the paint, back to Maddie. Maddie for three, left corner, pop.
Yes!
Oh, net! Oh, what a... Thompson, deep three, right wing, back rim, breaks it, long rebound out to Marley Hughes, and Hughes has it on the run, one-on-one against Steen. Now a three-on-one, find Schmidgall to the hoop,
yes.
Oh, beautiful flying left hand! Oh, Sophie at full speed controls it and puts it in.
Right
here is the Wildcats making a push. Kylie Jensen across the foul line, back to Marley Hughes. Hughes cuts down, beautiful dime drop to Aubrey Dorn, wide open down low. Steen. Quick trigger on a three, front rim, no rebound. Emily Cooper, she heaves it ahead. Can Aubrey Dorn run it down? Over the shoulder, catch!
She did.
That's how the first half sounded. 4-point game. We move on to the final 18 minutes of the season. Back after this, back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Teams have retaken the floor for the second half, but before that second half begins, it's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs for the final time of the Grills basketball season. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and it's an honor here to do this in the state championship game here. So let's hit up Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base. I'll give you a little update on Baby Freya. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joy Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm getting ready to head over to Japan here in June. Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Sarah Pass and Bovey, along with Kristen Levesser Davis at the 133rd Civil Engineers out of the Minneapolis, Minnesota Air National Guard. Carter Billen out at Fairchild Air Force Base. Austin Tollison with the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Jordan Chartrand in the Army at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. John Hayton in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson is active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble is at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad at Lackland Air Force Base down in Texas. Chuck Gardo is in the Marine Corps station in Hawaii. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad with the Army National Guard out of Chippewa. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is a Chi High grad in the Air Force station over in Germany. Matt Pulver is at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. And Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. And we talked with Glenn and Linda last night, and little baby Freya has put on 2 pounds. She is up to 3 pounds, 12 ounces.
Wow.
Doing fantastic.
Phenomenal. Keep it going, Freya.
Yes, and again, a huge thank you to all of our military. We'll keep that going with the boys here, and again, it's an honor to do that with WOGO.
McDonald back on the floor here for the second half. They will start off with possession, moving left to right, inbounds from Dorn to Emily Cooper. Original starting five, Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper, Callie Goulet, Izzy Hartman, and Marley Hughes. As McDonald will start off with Emily Cooper running one up with the left hand, and she's too strong on it. Had a good look down the left side of the lane. Got the shot they wanted, but it wouldn't go down. Now Blair Taylor trying to get within one possession. Knocked out of bounds. Emily Cooper knocks it away from Kinshi, who was fantastic in that first half. Kinshi was 2 of 5 from three-point range. Again, McDonald shot just under 41%, just under 42% from the floor for Blair Taylor. As they were down at 1 point, 14 to 4 to McDonald, and then came back within as close as 4. Abby Thompson will try to change that, and she will. Grabbing a jumper from right elbow. 27-25, McDonald on a block out of bounds.
Pushed it down there with Izzy.
And crunch time here. McDonald wasn't really tested against Siren in the sectional final, wasn't really tested in the state semifinal, but this has shades of that Prairie Farm game to it. Aubrey Dorn flips it into Emily Cooper along the right baseline. 27-25, the Lady Macs in a battle here with the Lady Wildcats of Blair Taylor. Winner gets gold. State championship game here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. On WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, good to have you with us. Marley Hughes out to Emily Cooper. Cooper backs it up between the wheels. Floats over to Marley Hughes. Hughes right wing. Drops to Emily Cooper. Cooper stops out to Dorn. Flip over to Marley Hughes. Right of the circle to Emily Cooper. Cooper passes up a deep three. Goes high post instead. Aubrey Dorn. Kick out Marley Hughes. Hughes big ball fake. Over to Dorn straight on. Dorn's going to hold and wait. Now Dorn puts on the floor with the left hand. Out to Callie Goulet to Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper working the bounce up top. At the right elbow, picks up her dribble, wheels on the pivot foot. 16:34 to play. 27-25 McDonald. Cooper open for three, right wing, back rim. No, Callie Goulet had the rebound for a moment. Thompson took it away. Chance to tie or take the lead for the Blair Taylor Wildcats. On the run, going over Aubrey Dorn.
Offensive foul.
That was Sydney Fremstad, and I believe that's her third.
Yes.
And Aubrey Dorn saw that one coming and just lined her up and took a big shot. Blair Taylor doesn't like it. I think that's a good call.
Yes, it was. I mean, she was camped down there for quite a while.
Right side, Izzy Hartman. Hartman up top, Callie Goulet. Can McDonald get a basket? Now we've got an offensive foul on McDonald.
That's Marley.
Marley Hughes, and that's her third.
Wow,
so now significant players. Waldir is going to come in here for Fremstad. Marley Hughes not happy with that call. I guess they got her for a moving screen with 16:07
yeah.
left. So team fouls even at one apiece. Just neither team is going to get any momentum here. McDonald some full court pressure. Inbounds to Steen, guarded by Callie Goulet, who also has two fouls. Steen with a head of steam across the foul line. A little bit of a bobble on the right side from Lofgren. She'll get it back up top. Lindsay Steen inside the arc right wing against Callie Goulet working off a screen. We've got another whistle and a foul. This one's going against McDonald and maybe Izzy Hartman.
Might be it. No.
Or is it against
Callie? Yeah, nope. It's Izzy.
So
Izzy Hartman picks up her first foul. Team second with 15:54 left. Inbounds to Steen. Steen goes right up and ties the game.
Steen. We expected.
Back to the end of the first half, and now here in the second half, it's been Blair Taylor making a push. Emily Cooper up top between the wheels after the ball got loose a little bit from Callie Goulet, gets it back. Cooper on the right wing, crosses over down the lane, pulls up from six and good.
That's what she needs to do, attack the basket.
Cooper has seven, 29-27. McDonald retakes the lead after we had, I believe, our first tie of the game, 27 all. Steen on the right wing. Steen pulls up from 15 feet, goes glass, back rim, front rim, no good. Rebound Dorn.
The Mac girls are in a man-to-man defense, which is, I'm happy to see.
Emily Cooper high on the left against Steen. She called for a screen from Dorn or not. Instead, nope. She'll back it out near that WIA logo, near the scorer's table. Emily Cooper up top. Cooper over to Hartman.
Got a mismatch in there.
To Dorn. Dorn turns back to Izzy. Izzy will pull up from 18. Back rim, no. Tracks down her own rebound. Izzy going up hard, and she is fouled. And who is that one on?
I think it's going to go on 20.
That's Kinshi.
I'm guessing. We'll see here.
14:45 yep. to play. 29-27 McDonald. Today's McDonald basketball coverage brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or their new location in Lake Halley. Opening spring 2023. Go Lady Max from Nicolet Bank. First free throw in and out for Izzy Hartman. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass at Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald. High school sports on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass. Second free throw good for Izzy Hartman. Timeout on the floor. We are back in 60 seconds in a three-point game here on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Chippewa Valley Financial Services is a proud sponsor of McDonald High School. Success in team sports requires collaboration between teammates and expert planning by coaches. It also requires the student-athletes to work hard on their academic studies to prepare them for a lifetime of success. At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, we are proud to support these dedicated, talented student-athletes and wish them the greatest success in athletics, academics, and life. Go Max Go! From Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Lady Max basketball live from the Resch Center WIAA Division 5 state championship game with 14:45 remaining. It's McDonald 37, Blair Taylor, McDonald 30 rather, Blair Taylor 27, and the Wildcats have the basketball facing full court pressure from the Lady Max. Fouls starting to become an issue for significant players on both teams. Marley Hughes playing with three as Emily Cooper picks up a foul. As she line, left side, Thompson gets it back high on the left. Abby Thompson, again, five seniors start for Blair Taylor. This is their first trip to the state championship game, first game to state regardless. As a miss by Waldera, the freshman. Here we talk about those five seniors. Waldera played really well in the first half. The miss in the lane, rebound to McDonald. They're moving right to left here. Marley Hughes spots up for her first
three.
Yes! Bucket for Marley! Oh, that's a big hit for Marley Hughes. Points for Marley. 6-point lead for McDonald, 33-27. Man, that's big.
Yeah, it is. Nice to see it coming from the senior captain.
Abby Thompson pulls up for a 17-foot jumper, and that's good. Wow, that looks smooth. Better to keep her a couple feet inside the line, though.
Yes. They worked that screen really well, too.
33-29, McDonald with a 4-point lead. 4 minutes gone by here, second half. Emily Cooper drives right by her defender, bumped on the ground. That foul is going to go against Lofgren.
Her second,
13:47 remaining. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. More in a moment. Inbounds to Callie Goulet. Goulet stripped on the way to the hoop, lost the ball. Pulled away from her by Kinshi. Kinshi right wing to Thompson. Thompson doubled in the corner, putting it on the floor with the left hand. Back up top to Steen against Callie Goulet. Oh, oh. Callie's going to pick up a cheap one. Just before they were going to sub in Schmidgall and Geisler. Again, that walk-in shower, that jacuzzi. Use your tax refund to finally add the extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. 33-29, McDonald. Blair Taylor with the basketball. Four fouls against the Lady Max. Three, now five fouls against McDonald. Or is that a timeout?
Nope, that was a five-second call.
Wow. So the official nearest the scores table called that one. So five-second call on Blair Taylor, and McDonald's going to get possession back.
Yes.
Anyway, four fouls against McDonald, three against Blair Taylor. Pretty even here in the second half. Again, Callie Goulet, that one makes it Tough on her as she's had a tough assignment today against Steen. Aubrey Dorn doubled and has her pass knocked away. Oh, she was looking for Marley Hughes along the baseline. Quick hands by Blair Taylor. Abby Thompson, long cross-court skip to Kinchy, up top for Steen. Steen puts on the floor with the left hand, pulls up from the elbow, and good. Steen with 8 points. It's a two-point game again, 33-31 McDonald. Just can't get any separation from this Wildcats team. Up top, Emily Cooper from Schmidgall. What can the Lady Macs create here on offense? Dorn against Abby Thompson. Excuse me, Emily Cooper. Cooper, right corner, three! Swish!
Nice.
36-31 McDonald.
Marley finds those open shots.
To answer for three, Kinshi's left wide open, side of the rim. No,
oh, yes.
Over the back.
You bet.
That's on Waldera. Give Maddie Geisler credit for a good box out there. Oh, Emily Cooper from Marley Hughes. We're seeing it again on the big screen here at the Resch. Just absolutely pure from the right corner. 36-31, the Lady Macs in this state championship game with 12:20 remaining. Aubrey Dorn and Emily Cooper jogging across the timeline in tandem. Now Emily has it high on the right against Steen, her AAU teammate. To Marley Hughes up top. Hughes puts on the floor with the left hand, back out beyond the arc. Finds Maddie Geisler. Geisler wide open, straight on for three. Off the side of the rim, no. Oh, that was a good look, good action for Maddie.
Very good.
Just didn't go down. Abby Thompson up top to Waldera, the freshman. Finds Steen, back to Thompson. Thompson, quick trigger on the three. That one's good.
Wow.
She is something. Back to a two-point game, 36-34. Emily Cooper out to Maddie Geisler, high on the left. Sophie Schmidgall up top. Punch and counterpunch here. Cooper down the lane, hit hard, and she'll get fouled.
They got it.
Wondered for a moment if they were going to make that call. That is the fifth team foul. That was Thompson, her third. And the team's fifth here. So again, keep an eye on those fouls on some of the significant players for both teams. Emily Cooper, first free throw, is perfect. Cooper now sitting on the verge of double digits. 37-34 McDonald. The junior back of the line, free throw loads, and got another one. That is 10 points for Emily Cooper. Emily Cooper has 12 points. Abby Thompson, baseline jumper. That one's an air ball, and Emily Cooper with the rebound. Cooper is going to push ahead to Maddie Geisler. Geisler controls it, going in hard and too hard. Offensive rebound. Aubrey,
yes.
Put back good. Dorn, her first points of the second half. And she has 14. And
somebody hit the deck hard there, and the ref's just going to
stop and make sure they're okay. That's smart.
Yep.
11-11. Was that Lofgren, I believe?
Yeah, number 23.
That's good officiating again.
Yeah.
So many times it's easy to mention when we question a call, but again, that's taking care of the kids. With 11-11 left, 40-34 McDonald. Blair Taylor with the basketball. Lofgren seems to be just fine. Hopefully. She'll take a break here. Kinchy underneath, misses one, and Emily Cooper takes the rebound away from two Wildcats.
And
she
a foul.
Is fouled underneath the hoop. And Waldera just picked up another one. That is their sixth. And so with 11 minutes remaining.
No, I think that one.
11 minutes remaining. It's bonus time the rest of the way for McDonald. Media timeout. We are back in 60 seconds in a six-point game. 11 minutes to go for a state championship on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
7 minutes gone by, second half of this WIAA Division 5 state championship game between your McDonald Lady Macs and the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats. It's a 6-point lead for McDonald, 40-34. They also have possession moving right to left here in the second half.
I'm glad to see that Blair Taylor, for some reason, is not pressuring the ball, bringing it up.
Could be the foul trouble.
Maybe.
Inbounds. Marley Hughes down low. Aubrey Dorn.
Yeah, and I thought she was going to.
I thought she had a wide open one there, and she's immediately doubled. Again, she scored 14, a game high. This is Marley Hughes, and Hughes is hammered across the face, incidentally. Yeah. But as she goes to the line, and Marley Hughes is going to be shooting two.
Should go on 21, I thought. Let's
either
see
Fremstad or Lofgren. If it is, Lofgren picks it up. Otherwise, that would have been the fourth on Fremstad, but that's the third on Lofgren. Marley Hughes. They're calling it 1-1. Oh, I thought that was a shooting foul. So Hughes, first free throw. She's going to get two anyway as she hits the first one. And Marley Hughes. Now she is on the verge of double-digit points. 14 for Dorn, 12 for Cooper. 9 for Hughes, pending the free throw. And she's perfect. Of course she is. Marley Hughes with 10. 42-34 McDonald. 10:36 to go here. Resch Center in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Zach Wycheck of the Wogo home base in Halley. State title game. In the right corner, Abby Thompson has been hot here in the second half. Kinchy goes up top. Back to Thompson. Thompson open for three. Right corner. That one off in front of the rim. Long rebound out to Steen. Steen attacking with the left hand and up and in for good. In. And it's good. 10 points now for Steen. 42-36. Marley Hughes pressing the issue. Goes in hard. And she's fouled, I believe, on the ground.
Yeah, but if that goes on...
Is that on Thompson?
No.
No. 10-10 left.
I don't know who that... If they put that on...
I'm not sure who they put that in. Oh, Lofgren picked up another one. That's her fourth. Team's eighth. Marley Hughes will shoot the 1-1 again, and perfect. Marley Hughes with 11 points. I thought Lofgren wasn't in the area, but...
I didn't either. I thought it was supposed to go on three.
That would have been Abby Thompson. Marley, four of her last four from the foul line. 44-36 McDonald, 10:07 to play. Blair Taylor high on the left with Steen. Steen shoots it all the way across the floor, gets it back between the wheels.
Max are back into the 1-3-1.
Pass knocked away in the paint and a kick. Yeah. And I think that's a good call. And Dorn... Stay out there along with Marley Hughes. Maddie Geisler out. And in Kylie Jensen. Also Emily Cooper out there. Quick three. Thompson. That one's well short. An air ball bats through a couple pairs of hands. Marley Hughes takes it. Finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn on the right to Schmidgall. Schmidgall down the lane. Back rim. No. Couldn't get it to fall.
Good shot there by Sophie.
Still an 8-point lead for McDonald, but on the attack is Steen. Steen, right wing. Throws it up top. Thompson into the corner. Floats it back to Thompson. Steen, long pass, and she tracks it down, but right into Kylie Jensen. Jensen, wide open pass to the basket. Layup, oh, too strong, and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald as Aubrey Dorn trying to get the offensive rebound. Just a little bit too much space there for
Kylie. A little bit nerves there by Kylie.
McDonald had a chance to take their first double-digit advantage since 14-4. We're almost at the halfway point here in the second half, 44-36. Nerves are high.
Yes.
I mean, mine are, so I have no idea what it's like to be down there. Steen, right wing. Steen pulls it over on the left side, gets it back. Leaves for Abby Thompson. Thompson up top to Steen between the wheels, puts on the floor with the left hand. Runner off the back of the rim. Who can track down the rebound? It's knocked out of bounds. And staying with Blair Taylor.
Yeah.
Maybe touched by Kylie there? I'm not sure.
Might have been Marley.
They're racing for it. Abby Thompson will inbound. She'll throw up top. Kinchy over on the left side. Back to Thompson. Thompson has a really quick trigger, so Jensen on her. Well, speaking of quick trigger, three off the back of the rim and a long rebound tracked down by Marley Hughes in the corner. She tiptoes along the baseline to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline finds Sophie Schmidgall. Sophie right
there. There we
go.
Great find there by Emily. She had Aubrey on one side, Sophie on the other, and I don't think they knew Sophie was there.
Making the right basketball play. 46-36 McDonald, a 10-point advantage, 8:23 to go. Steen to Abby Thompson. Thompson short corner. Back to Thompson. Thompson up top, floats into the corner, wide open, look at a three for Blair Taylor. That one far side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Aubrey Dorn. She got another board.
Now just take your time. That's correct, Marley. Just walk it up, burn some clock.
We are now at the 8-minute mark, 46-36 McDonald. No fouls left to give for the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats. Marley Hughes right wing against Steen. 7:49 to play. Finds Cooper up top. 46-36. Marley in the paint. Kick out Aubrey Dorn. Dorn hesitates. Goes right to the rim and she is fouled. And will go to the line shooting two. That foul against Fremstad, and that should be her fourth.
Yep.
46-36. We'll make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA.
Perfect.
Good on the free throw. Aubrey Dorn has a game-high 15 points. Wagner comes back in along with Walderas. Fremstad exits for Blair Taylor. 7:42 remaining, 47-36 McDonald. This is their largest lead of the morning. Second free throw absolutely for Dorn. She's only missed one from the line. 4 of 5. 48-36 the Lady Max. 7:39 to go. Left side is Thompson. To Steen. Steen for three. The lefty is good. Wow. She is as advertised. 48-39. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
State championship game, WIA Division 5. It's the Rush Century in Green Bay. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. A big three for Steen of Blair Taylor. Pulls them back within single digits. It's 48-39. McDonald, 7:30 to play in this second half. Lady Max have the basketball on the floor. Emily Cooper, Aubrey Dorn, Marley Hughes, Kylie Jensen, and Sophie Schmidtgall out of the timeout. 9 team fouls against Blair Taylor, 4 against McDonald, so double bonus the rest of the way for the Lady Max.
Yeah, and he might have to put him back into that man-to-man defense to prevent those easy looks.
Again, Steen and Abby Thompson, neither of them need much room at all for three.
No.
They are just really impressive. Again, senior-led squad. Emily Cooper doesn't need a lot of room for three. Off the side of the rim, no. Rebound Waldera. That was a good look for Emily.
It was.
Abby Thompson right wing in a 9-point game. Thompson back to Steen. Steen on the right side. She'll backtrack near her bench. Bounce pass far side of the floor. Long skip over to Thompson. Thompson to Steen, high on the right, gives it back to Thompson. Thompson flip over to Steen. Steen puts it on the floor with the left hand, kick over to the left side. That's Kinshi. Back to Steen. Steen, a sweet jumper. Wow. From about 16 feet. And it's a 7-point game, 48-41. She is locked in.
She has a very quick release.
Marley Hughes up top. 6.5 minutes to go. Hughes driving hard to the basket and knocked out of bounds. No foul, they'll say. Quick hands there by Thompson. And we have another timeout on the floor. Media timeout. Back in 60 seconds this time in a 7-point game for the state championship.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/getstarted.
6:26 remaining in regulation. 48-41 McDonald. They had their largest lead of the morning, 12 points. Blair Taylor, as they did in the first half, struck back with a run, but McDonald with the basketball and a 7-point lead and a quick foul. Is going to send Izzy Hartman to the line, shooting
it's
two.
Four.
And Abby Thompson with that foul.
Abby Thompson, her fourth.
So that's her fourth, team's which is, ten. Again, significant. Team's 10th.
Yeah, so Blair Taylor has four girls with four fouls.
So shooting two, Izzy Hartman. First free throw for Izzy is too long. She'll get another one here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Second free throw for Izzy, and that is good. 2 for 4 on the morning for Izzy Hartman. Critical free throws here. 49-41, McDonald leads by 8. Steen on the run, takes an over-the-shoulder pass. Steen at the right block extended against Callie Goulet. He's also in some foul trouble, but got to have her out there at this juncture of the game. Thompson up
top.
Oh,
yeah.
Izzy Hartman pokes it away. Hartman, a race to the rim. Layup is good.
And a foul.
And one for Izzy. Oh, my goodness. Izzy stepped in front of that pass at her own three-point line, won the race to the basket, fouled by Kinchy, and going to the line for three the old-fashioned play, old-fashioned way, rather, with McDonald leading 51-41. Hartman, free throw. There you go, Izzy!
I don't want to mention this, but guess what? They went back to man-to-man, and that's what caused that.
52-41. Abby Thompson, right wing. Up top to Steen. Steen checked by Callie Goulet. Left elbow extended. Steen crosses over on her, spinning. Up top, Steen pulls up from 17 feet. That one well off the mark. Out of bounds to McDonald with 5:47 to play. 52-41 the Lady Macs.
It's just no legs left in her. She's giving it everything she's got out there.
Emily Cooper jogs it across the timeline. Cooper on the left wing working off a high screen from Aubrey Dorn. We'll hand it off to Marley Hughes. Brandon Berg pointing out when McDonald was at 48 points that Hughes, Cooper, and Dorn have combined for 38 of McDonald's 48 points. Well, now Izzy Hartman has scored the last four, coming off her season-high 10-point effort yesterday morning. McDonald can be very patient on offense here, leading 52-41 and double bonus the rest of the way. Marley Hughes against Carey drives in hard between two defenders. She's hit and no call.
Oh,
wow. Really seemed like contact. Emily Cooper goes for a steal. Abby Thompson gets Meyer. Finds Kinchy. Kinchy quick trigger on a three front rim. No. Long rebound. Izzy Hartman pulls it down. Finds Emily Cooper. Cooper going to take it across the logo. Emily Cooper flips it over to Marley Hughes as McDonald can be a little bit more patient in transition here. Under five to play. Izzy Hartman. Eurostep had it taken away her in the lane by Steen. Steen across the timeline. Steen a one on two. She's going to go all the way in. Off the glass. Too strong. Rebound pulled in. Marley Hughes powered it down away from Waltera.
Well, Aubrey. That was Aubrey. Took it away from everybody.
Aubrey Dorn. I'm not really sure why I've done that three times today. Marley Hughes has it. Finds Emily Cooper.
Nice.
Back for two. Pull it pass. And a dime from Marley. Makes it a 13-point game.
That man, there, she is so good at finding the open player.
54-41 McDonald. 4:15 to play. Abby Thompson right wing. Checked closely by Emily Cooper. Back out to Steen up top. Callie Goulet on her. Flips it over on the left side. 4:06 left. Callie Wagner up top. Wagner over on the right side. That's Steen, and Steen puts it on the floor with the right hand. Over to Kinchy. Kinchy cutting just outside the lane. Takes a wild runner that almost goes in. Rebound to Emily Cooper. Cooper, a push ahead to Callie Goulet. Goulet runs in hard. Has her shot swatted out of bounds, but she did travel first.
She needs to put that ball on the floor.
3:47 remaining. 54-41 McDonald in this Division 5 state title game.
Lexi Lawford.
The Lady Macs won a conference championship. They won a regional championship. They won a sectional championship. There is one check mark remaining.
Yes, and it's
they're
getting
3:43 away and counting away from getting that final check on this 2022-2023 campaign.
Again, what a great call by Coach Cooper here to go to man-to-man. It just makes it so difficult for
wide
these girls.
Open for three is Fremstad, and she misses that one long. Maybe why they left her open there is Emily Cooper Jogs it slowly across the timeline with 3:20 remaining. Cooper up top, Marley Hughes against Abby Thompson. Another bullet pass for Hughes, skips out. Hartman. Hartman doesn't take it. Instead, she'll go in hard, and she is fouled. And Izzy Hartman will go to the line shooting two. 3:11 remaining as Hartman at the line. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. More in a moment. Hartman's free throw. Yeah. He is in. There you go, Izzy. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls and outreach locations throughout western Wisconsin. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Two in a row for Izzy Hartman.
Nice.
32% foul shooter coming in. She has hit five today.
Put us up by 15.
56-41 McDonald, their largest lead of this state championship game. Fremstad up top. They're going to leave her wide open for a 16-foot jumper. That one well off the mark. Callie Goulet tracks down the rebound and feeds Emily Cooper.
Yep, walk it up.
2:54 left.
Walk it up.
Cooper across the timeline. Flip over to Hartman. Hartman is fouled from behind, and they're going to send Izzy to the line again and again.
That's
and
only
she's making them pay for it.
Only the second on Lindsay Steen, so she's got fouls to give.
2:47 left, and Izzy Hartman at the line shooting two. First free throw for Izzy. Oh, she's found the range now. Izzy Hartman feeling it. Warm up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. Regular in Buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. The butter burger, the mushroom and Swiss, the flavor of the day, Culver's of Lake Halley. And short, I jinxed her. Short on the second free throw for Izzy Hartman. 57-41 McDonald, 2:42 to go. Right side, Fremstad, a little jab step. Not going to take the jumper this time out to Thompson. Thompson for three straight on. That one off the mark. And rebound pulled in. Guess who? Aubrey Dorn.
Yes.
2:30 left. 57-41, the Lady Max. Right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes matched up against Thompson. McDonald going to be very content to keep letting this clock lead slowly closer to zeros here at the Resch Center in Green Bay.
Hope them boys down at Soakup's down there are watching this. Jason and Peter and Kathy and Shimmy.
Marley Hughes right of the circle. Hughes working off a screen from Callie Goulet. Backtracks it, working against Waldera. Crosses over on her. Marley drops it down for Callie Goulet. Goulet up top. Aubrey Dorn with a minute 57 left. 57-41 McDonald. Izzy Hartman cutting into the lane. Down the lane. Up and in for two. Izzy Hartman. An exclamation point.
Yeah, that was just too easy. She didn't want to burn any more clock. She's going to put points on the board.
10 points in two straight games for Izzy Hartman. 59-41 McDonald. 96 seconds separating them from their first ever state championship game win. First ever state championship game appearance, and when you get there, might as well win it, right?
Yeah.
Minute 26 left. 59-41. Thompson, quick trigger on a three left wing. That one's good. It's been a little bit of a drought. Abby Thompson with the three. Makes it 59-44. Full timeout taken by head coach Don Cooper. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. Down to the final 1:13.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
1:13 left here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. McDonald 59, Blair Taylor 44. McDonald with the basketball will inbound. Kylie Jensen, Maddie Geisler, Marley Hughes, Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper. The five on the floor for head coach Don Cooper. Into the backcourt, Marley Hughes. For the minute 11, she'll take it slowly across the timeline against Steen. Marley on the far side has it knocked out of bounds by Steen with a minute 6 left.
You think that they'd, I don't know. If they want to go after this, they're going to have to foul.
And double bonus on any fouls from Blair Taylor. Aubrey Dorn to inbound, holding, waiting, and throws it in. And a quick foul coming from behind was Lofgren, and I believe that's her fifth.
Yep.
And Marley Hughes will go to the line for McDonald. Get real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep-fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. Marley Hughes, the senior, at the line. She has 12 points. The free throw, first one, you bet. You bet for the senior captain.
Nice job, Marley.
Jennifer Hughes told me that the girls decided earlier we're going to go get Marley a ball.
Yes.
Got to get her one, and that color is sure looking golden. Yes. Second free throw, good for Marley Hughes. 61-44 McDonald. 60 seconds remaining in this state championship game. Abby Thompson driving in. Runs one up with the right hand and good. And her final game as a senior. Timeout on the floor from Blair Taylor. Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. 51.5 is all that separates your McDonald Lady Macs from the state championship. Back in 1 minute.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself.
Ow!
Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel... call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Seconds left. McDonald 61, Blair Taylor 46 in this WIAA Division 5 state championship game. The senior is in there. 5'11 senior center Emily Fowler, number 24. A lot of emotions as the senior, one of two on this McDonald team, is out there for the final 51 seconds. Maddie Geisler, the junior, has it on the far side. Gives it back to Emily Cooper with 45 seconds to play to Marley Hughes straight on. Thompson out on her. Marley splits a double. Bounce pass back to Emily Cooper. 61-46. Lady Max with the lead. Flip up top. Between the wheels, Emily Cooper. Katie Ruff may get in here in a moment as well. 26 seconds left for the McDonald Lady Max. Goal after goal after goal they've achieved. Coach Cooper going to take a quick 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute on WOGO.
I'm Diana Fergola, and I own Mainstream Boutique in Menominee. Coming here to Menominee was really important to me. Having a passion for fashion was really, really exciting to bring this here to our community. The biggest thing for me was making sure that the ladies here...
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
21.1 on the clock here at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Katie Ruff, the 5'10 junior center number 15, who had three blocks yesterday. Into the game for McDonald. Aubrey Dorn inbounds to Maddie Geisler with 20 seconds to play, and Maddie is going to leave it out of bounds.
Nope, they want to give. She did that on purpose to give
to
Marley the recognition.
Get Marley out. So Marley, the senior, will get the recognition as Maddie Geisler, the little nod to her senior by pulling it out of bounds. So Marley can get to the sideline and hug every single one of her teammates on the bench here. Again, this team loves their seniors. Is Aubrey Dorn going to get recognized as well, too?
Nope, not yet. Coach Cooper says not yet. 18.9,
not yet. 61-46 McDonald. Some subs coming in for Coach Jesse Lean and Blair Taylor. This group, this McDonald group, is Marley Hughes bouncing up and down on the sideline with Coach DJ Cooper. Kendall Heffler is going to come in. Chloe Flanagan may get in a moment as well here too. A lot, just a flurry of substitutions. Again, all class from all these coaches. That five senior group for Blair Taylor, as Kendall Heffler is coming in for Aubrey Dorn now with 18.9 seconds remaining. And I won't deny the fact that I'm getting kind of misty up here too.
Yes. Great job by these girls.
And this team means the world to me, and to see them accomplish all these goals. Coming off that state championship in volleyball, and they're 18.9 seconds away from doing something no McDonald girls basketball team has ever done. Up top, Blair Taylor is Kendall Heffler. She got a steal and score last time. Seeing if she can get another one with 7 seconds left. Down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You'll hear a countdown at the rest. And Chippewa Falls. It gives me unrivaled pleasure to announce that your McDonald Central Lady Macs, for the first time in school history, are state champions. Your final score from the rec center, McDonald 61, Blair Taylor 46. Man, I love this team, and they deserve every good feeling they've got right now.
Yes, they do. Great job by the McDonald girls just to put together that game against a very good Blair Taylor team.
This was not easy. McDonald led by 10 early on. They were able to come back in the second half after this Lady Wildcats team cut it to 4 at the half. But in the second half, McDonald, even seeing it tied at 27 at one point, never gave up the lead, never surrendered the lead. And now they are state champions.
Yes. They had it tied up at one point. Like you said, never gave up the lead. They tied it up, kept their cool, and then opened it back up. So nice job there by the girls. Every one of them. What a great job. Great contribution from the whole team.
And one shining moment playing. What a moment for these McDonald girls.
Yeah, especially, you know, with the volleyball team being state champs and now the basketball team being state champs. What a tribute to all those girls out there.
And again, we're sure hoping that we'll be able to talk with head coach Don Cooper if he can make his way up here to us. I know we're way up, but he was going to do the best that he could to get up here, and maybe we'll be able to chat with a senior or two in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. But that was weird.
WIAA things to take care of first, so it's going to take Cooper a little bit of time to get up here, but we'll wait.
We're going to take a break here, and we'll come back afterward as Blair Taylor is going to get their medals first, that silver ball. We'll step out. We'll be back right after this. Your McDonald Lady Macs, they win it all. They're state champs. Back right after this on WOGO Sports from the Rec Center.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wasgalla.com.
I'm Diana Fergola, and I own Mainstream Boutique in Menominee. Coming here to Menominee was really important to me. Having a passion for fashion was really, really exciting to bring this here to our community. The biggest thing for me was making sure that the ladies here in our community could look beautiful. Not always needing to drive to the Twin Cities for something or further away, but having it here local just for our ladies to be able to look and feel beautiful each day.
It was an absolute no-brainer to join Wisconsin Credit Union. When I was coming here to Menominee and opening my store, I tried to do everything as local as I possibly could. And for me, having a financial institution that was right here within the community that had the same beliefs and values as I had was really, really important to me. I think the thing that I appreciate most about Wisconsin Credit Union is walking in, no matter what is on my agenda, if it's a simple deposit or something that needs a little bit more attention, Wisconsin makes me feel like I'm their one and only customer. I know that they're going to handle it. Wisconsin treats me the way I treat my customers, and that makes me feel really special.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald girls basketball team. Go Lady Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Fries Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Blair Taylor being recognized, hoisting the silver ball as they are state runners-up in their first ever trip to the WIAA state basketball tournament. And now your McDonald Lady Max.
There is a really nice crowd here from the McDonald contingency.
We'll have the PA announcer carry in here as the girls all getting their gold medals. Sophie Schmidtgall, Marley Hughes, Maddie Geisler out there. Just all these smiles. Callie Goulet did such a great job on defense today. Katie Ruff had those three blocks yesterday, a rebounding force. Chloe Flanagan got into that state championship semifinal yesterday. Knocked down a three in the playoffs. Kendall Heffler had that ceiling score.
Yes.
Emily Cooper, Western Clover Belt Conference Player of the Year, hit such timely threes today. Her defense, her passing. Aubrey Dorn, who has just been magnificent this entire postseason.
Emily Fowler,
one of those two seniors, so critical to have senior leadership in this group.
Lauren Misfeld,
always great to see Lauren get in the action. I know we're going to be seeing more from her.
Yes. Hartman.
Izzy Hartman had 10 points all in the second half. She was absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
She had a great state tournament.
Kylie Jensen plays so well on both ends of the floor. And Tessa Rozowski, the final Lady Max player, to get her medal, and now they're going to present that gold ball to head coach Don Cooper. As he lifts it high above his head, the team rushes to him. State champions, your McDonald Central Lady Max. They win it all in Division 5.
Nice.
You just think, 4 seasons ago, they had never been to a state tournament. Now they've made it 3 seasons in a row. But the heartbreak the last 2 years, losing the state semifinal to Assumption both times. Heartbreaking losses, absolutely heartbreaking. Last year, their first at the rec center. Almost had a chance to win it at the end of that phenomenal comeback. And this is for every single Lady Max player who didn't get all the way. Going back to Sydney Schemenauer. Going back to Lauren Dietz last year.
Anna Geisler.
And just so many of these incredible McDonald players that built the foundation for what this team did this year.
And I think there's more to come, Caleb. I really do.
This program is in very good hands.
Yes, and there's some fantastic girls coming up. the pipeline. Not only the ones that are out there right now, there's still some more coming.
We can't wait to see how it all plays out. Lots of pictures being taken on the floor right now, as they should be. What an incredible, incredible 2 days here at State. We're going to step out and take another break here. We'll give it a little bit and see if we can chat with head coach Don Cooper at some moment after his media conference. We'll get you the second half highlights, stats, and more. And then we're going to wheel it up as fast as we can to get up to Avery. We haven't even mentioned this is the first half of a McDonald Lady Max and Max doubleheader. Oh, just love this for these girls as Aubrey Jordan and Marley Hughes, their arms around each other, going to go for the TV interview now.
Yes.
We'll take a break and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. All smiles, all gold for your McDonald Lady Max.
Maybe it's time to give yourself a cost of living increase. Find your new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has just opened up 3 positions. A night shift production operator at $24.58 per hour, plus a 95-cent shift differential. Maintenance tech at $30.24 per hour, and electrician at $32.85 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonald. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Welcome back to the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We've got stats, highlights, and more as your McDonald Lady Max defeat Blair Taylor 61-46 to win their program's first ever WIAA state championship. They are the Division V champs, Mark.
Yes, and it just makes for a great weekend. It makes for a great finish to this year for these girls. They played fantastic all year playing together. I mean, that interview that we did when they all came up to us, Caleb, was fantastic, and just talking
about
family.
It's one of the most precious memories of this entire season.
Yes.
Is having those girls rushing over to us after the regional championship to share that moment with us. Again, it's just and that family aspect, that team aspect. We're the radio guys.
But yeah.
The fact that it's family at McDonald. They've always made me feel that way. I know you felt that way for even longer than I have as well, too, as I've just been here for the last 13 years or so. But there's something special about this school, about this group, and, of course, our community in Chippewa Falls, and they're bringing gold back home to you.
Yes, that's the big key to that whole thing, and what a game they played today. It was fantastic. You know, again, no, so unnerving are these girls. They don't get hyped up. They don't get down. They got tied up. They had a pretty good lead. They caught back up, and then they just, hey, let's just play our kind of basketball, opened it back up, and went away with a really convincing win.
And, again, this is an aggressive Blair Taylor team, a team that plays pressure defense, and I think McDonald kind of used that against them because not only did they draw a ton of fouls from Blair Taylor, but honestly, I think McDonald's pressure, you get into the legs of the other team, and then when they try to play pressure defense on you, they're a half step slower. That leads to fouls.
Yes, and again, you know, Coach Cooper did a nice job down there. I've always commented, you know, on that man-to-man defense. You know, Coach Schilling does the same thing there. You know, they know. They have to understand that, you know, when you got good shooters like Blair Taylor had, that, you know, that zone defense is creating open shots for good shooters, and when he put them back into the man-to-man defense with about 6.5 minutes left, it shut them down.
Well, this is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll see if we can talk with head coach Don Cooper. We'll see also if we can find a stat sheet around here somewhere and play back those highlights as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most. Improving your quality of life and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate.
and Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have second half highlights coming up in a moment. Now we've got to look at the stats as well. As McDonald wins their program's first ever state championship, they knock off a very good Blair Taylor team. Your final score: McDonald 61, Blair Taylor 46. Final record for the Lady Macs: 26-5. Final record for Blair Taylor: 28-2. And I think those five losses, in kind of an odd way, you're thankful for them, because that helped you in tight games like this to know what it feels like to lose, to know what it feels like to see a game slip away maybe in the final moments when they were in some tight ones, and to say, we're not going to let that happen, not on the biggest stage here at State.
Yeah, again, you know, those losses are coming from some really good basketball teams, you know, two of them to Neillsville, who, you know, both of us agreed is probably one of the better Division IV teams that's around. And some of the other teams that they lost to. So, again, you know, Coach Cooper puts those games on the schedule to make these girls prepared to do what they did today, and that's bring home a gold ball.
Well, McDonald gets the job done. Let's look at the stats here. Again, 61-46, the most important stat. McDonald from the field in this game shot 41.5%. 26.7% from three-point range, but they were all big, 4 of 15, and 82% from the line, 23 of 28. Blair Taylor did not attempt a free throw in that game, and again, McDonald wasn't in a lot of foul trouble, and those fouls mostly on the ground. And I heard some rumbling and some mutterings about, well, why does Blair Taylor not shoot free throws? Honestly, they weren't really getting into the paint that much.
No, they weren't. I think the McDonald girls did a great job down there, and yeah, they were shooting all their balls from outside, and you know, and McDonald had enough fouls. We had plenty of team personal fouls, just didn't put them into the bonus, and it wasn't a lot of shooting fouls there. So
McDonald actually committed 22 fouls. Or excuse me, no, Blair Taylor committed 22 fouls. I'm sorry, McDonald committed 10. Yes. I'm looking at that back, and I'm like, I don't think we had that many. But Blair Taylor hit 6 3-pointers, but they attempted 24, so just 25% from beyond the arc. They shot 39% from the game. And again, a pretty strong effort for Blair Taylor in a lot of ways, but McDonald just too strong. In this game today, Aubrey Dorn with a game high, but by a point, as there were phenomenal efforts from both Abby Thompson and Lindsay Steen, particularly in the second half when they both got hot. Both finished with 15 points to cap off their phenomenal senior season. 12 for Abby Thompson in the second half, 12 of her 15, and 11 in the second half for Steen of her 15. 6 points apiece for Andrea Waldera. She's coming back as a freshman. Kirsten Kinshee finishes off her fine career with Blair Taylor with 6 points, and 4 for Lexi Lofgren. On the other side for McDonald, 16 points for Aubrey Dorn, one of 4 Lady Macs in double figures, 16 for Dorn, 14 for Emily Cooper, 14 for Marley Hughes, and she absolutely iced it from the free throw line, 6 of 6 in the second half for Marley Hughes from the free throw line, 10 points for Izzy Hartman. She scored them all in the second half, an incredible second half for Izzy, 3 for Maddie Geisler, and 2 for Sophie Schmidgall. As we continue to break it down here and looking at that free throw line performance for Marley Hughes, she was 9 of 10 from the line, and again, we mentioned McDonald, 82% from the foul line. Emily Cooper is 4 of 4 from the line, Aubrey Dorn 4 of 5, and Izzy Hartman 6 of 9. She came into this game as a 32% foul shooter. How about the junior stepping up and attempting 9 free throws, getting to the line 9 times, and hitting 6 of them? Just phenomenal for Izzy.
Yes, and it took her a little bit to find that groove, but when she did, she hit them. And the ones she hits were pretty critical, along with the ones that Marley hit. Kind of opened things up there. You know, I think we took the lead on free throws when it was knotted up. So, again, that's how critical free throws are. You got to keep practicing those.
Well, again, looking at the stats here in WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Marley Hughes led the way in assists with 6, 5 assists for Emily Cooper. Also, some notable stat lines here. Callie Goulet and Marley Hughes each with a block. And again, in a game that was a single possession game a few times, very critical. Aubrey Dorn, along with her 16 points, a game high, 10 rebounds, two of them offensive rebounds. Emily Cooper for the second game in a row with 7 rebounds, 4 rebounds for Marley Hughes. McDonald, as I mentioned, 17 of 41 from the floor, had 32 to 24 rebounding advantage and 8 offensive boards for the Lady Macs. They had 13 assists on their 17 field goals, only 8 turnovers for McDonald, only 9 turnovers for Blair Taylor. Again, just a strong effort. We're going to play back those highlights, and we're going to buy a little bit more time and see if we're still able to talk with head coach Don Cooper. Back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Lady Macs are your state champions.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses. I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Slocan and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Slocan and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like. From caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
Division 4 state championship is coming up next. In the meantime, let's take a listen to how the McDonald Lady Macs won their Division 5 state championship. It sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Cooper on top between the wheels after the ball got loose a little bit from Callie Goulet, gets it back. Cooper on the right wing, crosses over down the lane, pulls up from 6 and good.
That's what you need to do, attack the basket.
5 seniors, Waldere played really well in the first half. The miss in the lane, rebound to McDonald. They're moving right to left here. Marley Hughes spots up for her first three.
Yes!
Bucket for Marley! Oh, that's a big hit for Marley Hughes. 8 points for Marley. 6-point lead for McDonald, 33. This Wildcats team up top. Emily Cooper from Schmidgall. What can the Lady Macs create here on offense? Dorn against Abby Thompson. Excuse me, Emily Cooper. Cooper, right corner, 3! Swish!
Nice.
Abby Thompson, baseline jumper. That one's an air ball, and Emily Cooper with the rebound. Cooper is going to push ahead to Maddie Geisler. Geisler controls it, going in hard and too hard. Offensive rebound. Aubrey,
yes.
Put back good. Speaking of quick trigger, three off the back of the rim and a long rebound tracked down by Marley Hughes in the corner. She tiptoes along the baseline to Emily Cooper. Cooper across the timeline finds Sophie Schmidgoff. Sophie right
there.
There
we go.
Great find there by Emily. She had Aubrey on one side, Sophie on the other, and I don't think they knew Sophie was there.
Making the Callie Goulet. He's also in some foul trouble, but got to have her out there at this juncture of the game. Thompson up
oh,
top.
Oh, yeah.
Izzy Hartman pokes away. Hartman, a race to the rim. Layup is good.
And a foul.
And one
yes.
For Izzy. Aubrey Dorn. I'm not really sure why I've done that three times today. Marley Hughes has it. Finds Emily Cooper.
Nice.
The basket for two. Pull it past. And a dime from Marley. Makes it a 13-point game. Working against Waldera, crosses over on her. Marley drops it down for Callie Goulet. Goulet up top. Aubrey Dorn with a minute 57 left. 57-41 McDonald. Izzy Hartman cutting into the lane. Down the lane. Up and in for two. Izzy Hartman. An exclamation point.
Yeah, that was just too easy. She didn't want.
And that's how the second half sounded as McDonald wins it 61-46. We're going to take another break here as the Division IV championship is beginning. We got to see if we can talk to one or two of our seniors and head coach Don Cooper. But again, we are way up here and they have a lot of media obligations.
Yeah.
We also got to steam on over to Amory as soon as we can as well. So we'll take another break. We'll buy a little time here and see if we can talk to one or two members of our state champions, the McDonald Lady Macs. Back after this on WOGO.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS.
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies. Trying to move that big TV by yourself.
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
Welcome back to Lady Mac's Postgame. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Your McDonald Lady Mac's are state champions. First time in school history. Three straight trips to the WIAA Division 5 state tournament, and this year they break through not only getting that first win at the tournament, but winning the whole deal. So excited for them. We, again, are going to be heading up to Amory, and Lord willing, are going to have a broadcast starting at 6:30 p.m. from Amory in that sectional final as Adam Schilling's Mac's boys have their designs on a trip to state as well. But they're going to have to get by Solon Springs first. So more on that later on this evening, assuming that we can get there in time. Might be cutting it close, so again, hoping and praying for some clear roads, at least for most of the way, as I know more snow is on the way. But looking forward to that. Thank you as well to our board operator, Zach Wycheck, keeping things running so smoothly, as always, smoother than I'm talking here. Zach and Ezra and Dawson and our newest board operator, Ethan, always so important back at the home base in Halley to keep things running smoothly. And thank you as well. When you hear the live reads, when you hear the commercials, you'll probably hear a few more in a moment too. These are local businesses. And again, as not just a broadcaster, but also as someone who works directly with a lot of those local businesses as well, it just means so much that when we make the ask, when we say, will you support Chi High and McDonald Sports, regular season and playoffs and state games like this too, when we ask, it's almost always yes, yep, absolutely, just again and again and again. And we know what the economy's been like recently. We know that things are not easy on small businesses, and for them to always show that support for Chi High and McDonald Athletics for the Chippewa Falls community, it makes it even more special that the Lady Macs are going to be bringing that gold ball home to them. So this is for all of you as well, too. And again, here on WOGO Radio, we just cannot thank enough all of the great sponsors who make our broadcast possible. We're going to take another quick break here, and again, we're going to see as we're packing things up here, even during that break, if we can talk with head coach Don Cooper, or maybe one or two of the seniors. Again, we know that there's a lot of chaos going on here at the rest center, and a very full rest center, but if we can talk to him before the end of the broadcast, we certainly will. We'll step out and be back after this on WOGO Sports. The Lady Macs are state champions.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools is committed to the formation of your child, mind, body, spirit, and community, a learning environment where Christ is honored and welcome.
The staff has really gone the extra mile to get to know the parents and the family, so there's really never a question of if the kids are going to be safe when they come here or not.
McDonnell Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based, quality education at McDonnell. That's the Mac way. Income-based free tuition programs close April 20th, so enroll your child today.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we build fiber optic communities from the ground up with internet, TV, and security services. But what does that mean for you? It means local customer service, after-hours internet support, even on holidays, and 24-hour emergency repairs. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom with gigabit internet, fiber TV, voice, IT, and security and surveillance systems. Life, technology. Together, we make it work. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, WWT.net.
Is your financial future on track? For over 100 years, TrustPoint Wealth Management has offered financial and advisory services. Whether you're saving for a college education, considering that cabin on the lake, or you just want to make sure you've saved for a fulfilling and comfortable retirement, TrustPoint will listen and help you create a financial plan to reach your financial destination. Consultations are always free. Visit www.trustpointinc.com to get started.
Sometimes we make life harder than it needs to be.
Like when you rely on
find your sense of direction in the big city instead of using the GPS?
Recalculating.
Not using a hot pad for that pan of cookies? Trying to move that big TV by yourself?
When it comes to your prescriptions, don't do things the hard way. Skip the big box pharmacy and just head to the medicine shop. Carrying local pharmacists, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. There is a difference. Your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing. Year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Max postgame, the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you again, hoping we'll still get a chance to talk with head coach John Cooper. There's always a lot going on
there
here.
Is.
So we'll see if we can just keep that tradition alive for the final time this season. Can't end a season any better than this. State champions, your McDonald Lady Max.
Yes, and again, I was down running around down below, and just I don't see anybody down there. And I talked to one of the parents, and they said they haven't come out of the locker room yet. But yeah, they probably got a lot of things going on, and rightfully so. So hopefully we'll get somebody up here, though.
Certainly enjoying this moment. Got to drink it in, too. You talk about this year's senior class, Emily Thaler and Marley Hughes, our last chance to recognize them, too. And again, Marley certainly a leader and a starter on this team, but you don't ever want to overlook the leadership of someone like Emily Thaler. Her, again, when you have a senior, they push others to be better, and that doesn't always mean they're doing it from the floor. Sometimes they're doing it from the bench. Sometimes they're doing it in practice. Sometimes they're just doing it in school.
Yes, and again, Emily just did a great job coming off the bench. She was a force to be reckoned with down in the paint, too. So she had a lot of rebounds, a lot of easy baskets with good assists coming from Marley, Emily, Aubrey. They knew where Emily was at the right time, and she was a great contributor to this team, as was, Marley being one of the senior captains out there. So good to see that. And, again, we can talk about, we're losing two seniors.
And what an incredible group these seniors are. And Marley Hughes, it's so tough to replace in the same way. You're not going to have a player that's going to be the exact replica of Marley Hughes. But there's a lot of excitement for those that are coming into this program, but also you look at the junior class, but Izzy Hartman in particular, just looking at her, what she did as maybe one of the unsung heroes, a starter throughout a lot of this season, but what she did here at State, I think put a lot of people on notice about her capabilities as a senior next year.
Yes, Kylie Jensen, Aubrey Dorn, Emily Cooper.
All had Izzy, strong state tournaments.
All juniors coming back next year. And throw in the mix some of the other sophomores. Kendall Heffler doing a good job there. And what a contribution that all them girls make. So, and again, we got some freshmen coming up, and you got this eighth grade incoming class, Caleb, that I've reffed a lot of games for, and they are phenomenal. So, again, Coach Cooper has another granddaughter coming up. That's a great basketball player, along with some great other players off of that eighth grade team. So the future for the McDonald girls basketball team looks very, very bright.
Absolutely, and again, you just keep the momentum going. As again, get to state year one, losing the semifinal, get to state year two, losing the semifinal, but only by a point, right, as we had that here, an absolute heartbreaking loss, but getting closer and closer and closer in those two losses to Assumption, phenomenal comebacks in both of those two games. But then this year, no need for a comeback, as they never trailed yesterday morning or today.
You're right.
And again, you and I, for the last 2 years against Assumption, we lost the first game by two to Assumption down at La Crosse.
Yep.
And then back here last year, lost by one. And I remember talking to Coach DJ Cooper at the beginning of the year. He says, that's not going to happen again this year. He says, we're going after the gold ball. And it looks like his prophecy came true.
They went after it, and they achieved it. And again, it's so hard to get here. But being able to get here and win twice is just elite, and that's what McDonald was this year. And again, scheduling tough out of conference competition, going through a tough Clover Belt conference has always prepared them for this playoff run. And you look at some of the teams they played, like that Prairie Farm game too. I mean, that was a senior laden team, just like Blair Taylor was.
Yeah.
And I not everybody can get to the rest here in Green Bay. It's just how the section works out. But I think that Prairie Farm team had every much right of being here. I think they would have stacked up very well against the two teams that lost in the semifinals. I think Prairie Farm, again, was one of the best teams that we saw this year. But McDonald got the job done against them. And Blair Taylor was also one of the best that we've seen this year. And McDonald got the job done in a big way here, 61-46.
Yeah, you know, and that's, again, credit to the schedule that these girls played. And again, they just don't get rattled. I'm just impressed with how composed they stay, every one of them, you know, and how they play together as a team. Everybody contributes. They all know their roles. So it was a gold ball well deserved by all these girls. So something they're going to always remember. So
something no one will soon forget this season, this run by the Lady Macs. We'll take another break here. We'll see, maybe before we have to skedaddle here, if we can talk with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Macs as they win their first ever state championship. Back after this on WOGO Sports.
There are different types of feelings. Your morning coffee. Spilling it on yourself. Your favorite pair of pants. Splitting right down the middle. So if your home is making you feel, call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation can provide that warm, cozy feeling you've been missing. And the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling pretty good, too. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
I'm Diana Fergola, and I own Mainstream Boutique in Menominee. Coming here to Menominee was really important to me. Having a passion for fashion was really, really exciting to bring this here to our community. The biggest thing for me was making sure that the ladies here in our community could look beautiful, not always needing to drive to the Twin Cities for something or further away, but having it here local just for our ladies to be able to look and feel beautiful each day. It was an absolute no-brainer to join Wisconsin Credit Union. When I was coming here to Menominee and opening my store, I tried to do everything as local as I possibly could. And for me, having a financial institution that was right here within the community that had the same beliefs and values as I had was really, really important to me. I think the thing that I appreciate most about Wisconsin Credit Union is walking in, no matter what is on my agenda, if it's a simple deposit or something that needs a little bit more attention, Wisconsin makes me feel like I'm their one and only customer. I know that they're going to handle it. Wisconsin treats me the way I treat my customers, and that makes me feel really special.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 21 Cenex locations. Need a couple of pizzas after the game? Here's a slam dunk of a deal with your rewards card. Two Ovenworks pizzas for $13, and give your budget an assist with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Get propane and spring forward with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud supporters of our local athletes since 1948.
Lady Max Basketball Post Glass Post Game Show here on WOGO Sports. Again, looking forward to joining you tonight at 6:30 p.m. up in Amory. It'll be a sectional final. Adams, Shillings, McDonald, Max boys trying to punch their ticket to the Kohl Center in Madison. Of course, it would be absolutely an amazing season to see both the boys and the girls go to state, but some work to be done against Solon Springs tonight for the Max boys. They have been phenomenal and got that incredible regional championship win over a very good Owen Withy team. And then knocking off Thorpe for the third time this season with a great win at Chi High just a couple nights ago. So looking forward to that one. We're going to take one last break here. We'll give it about 5 minutes here. We'll take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll see if we can talk with head coach Don Cooper. Again, just not sure if it's going to work out. Might not be in the cards here, again, with so many things going on at state and so many other media obligations mandated by the WIAA. But if we get the chance, we will. Otherwise, we will have to get on the road just for safety's sake to be able to get to Amory in time. But our McDonald Lady Max state champions, and nothing can take that away as they achieve their dreams, their goals, winning a conference championship in the Western Clover Belt Conference, unbeaten this year, winning that regional championship, and then on their way to the sectional championship, that thrilling win over Prairie Farm, knocking off Siren to get the sectional championship. But then the job wasn't done. Each one of those check marks, there was one more to goal, and they achieved every single goal they had this season, winning the state title game. We'll step out and be back right after this, and then bid you adieu from the Resch Center in Green Bay. Once again, your McDonald Lady Max state champions, winning over Blair Taylor, the number one versus number two seed matchup in Division 5, 61-46. McDonald winning and bringing that gold ball back to Chip. We're back right after this on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
McDonald gets it done here on WOGO Sports, bidding you adieu from the Resch Center on the campus of UW-Green Bay. Again, thank you to our hosts here at the Resch, the WIAA, for putting on a phenomenal event. And just looking out here as the Division IV championship is going on late going first half. Mark Maloney, just a phenomenal turnout. It's been a great experience here at those McDonald girls. Again, we're hearing that maybe everybody boarded the bus and has gone here too, so that'll end our broadcast. But looking forward to seeing those smiles in person later on, as I'm sure they will have a phenomenal celebration back home in Chippewa Falls.
Yep, I would bet there'll probably be something happening Sunday afternoon probably for the girls coming back. And I know everybody I'm seeing out in the hallway, I've been kind of looking around, and everybody's, you know, already in their cars heading down the highway because everybody's trying to get up to Amory, right, for the boys game. So
that's where we're headed.
Yes.
As well. So we'll bid you a hasty adieu here from the Resch Center. What an incredible season that started back in November, ends here in March, and gold coming home to Chippewa Falls. Thank you to our WOGO home base board operator Zach Wycheck, We'll see you again at 6:30 here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score from the Rec Center in Green Bay, the McDonald Central Lady Macs 61, the Blair Taylor Lady Wildcats 46. Your McDonald Lady Macs, I love saying it, our state champions. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good afternoon from the Resch in Green Bay. This has been McDonald Lady Macs State Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good afternoon, and we'll see you tonight.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of McDonald Macs Basketball has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, McDonald Area Catholic Schools, Freeze Financial Group, River Country Co-op, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.